There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's grave. Alleluia, and see this blood beating the floor, loose
letting the grave, hallelujah, yeah.
when this holy spring star brings up life solid in the grave.
Since you do want to greet you this morning,
nous voulons vous saluer ce matin.
You want to greet Precious and Samuel.
Nous voulons saluer Patience et Samuel ce matin.
So good to see Brother David here.
C'est bien de voir le frère David ce matin.
Just to say to everybody, it was a real good time last night to those who were here.
C'était un très bon moment la nuit passée.
I'm sure anybody who was here really did appreciate the time.
Je pense que tous ceux qui étaient ici ont apprécié le moment.
I think everything finished up when the brothers went around 10:15.
Terminé quand le frère est allé.
It was a real good time of fellowship.
C'est un très bon moment de communion.
Let's put ourselves before the Lord here and
pray. Mettons-nous tous devant le Seigneur.
Pray for yourself this morning.
Priez pour vous-même ce matin.
The word this morning may help you.
Afin que la parole de ce matin
puisse vous aider. You know, the word, friends, is a
et la parole, c'est une paix à deux tranchants.
And you need grace sometimes.
Et vous avez besoin de foi pour permettre que la parole puisse faire ses objectifs.
So I really would say to everyone this morning,
je vais dire à chaque
what
personne
we have
ce
this
matin,
morning,
ce que nous avons
you pray
ce
for
matin,
yourself
il faut prier
and
pour
ask for the spirit of grace.
Il faut demander l'esprit de la
to
grâce
be upon you,
afin que cela
that
puisse
this word
être
will
à vous
go forth,
et que quand cette parole sera
it may achieve the purpose
et cela puisse achever les objectifs
to which it has been sent.
Par
let's
lesquels Dieu les a envoyés. Prions tous ensemble.
Father, myself, I do come unto thee upon this day. Lord Jesus, just so depend upon thee.
Et que toi, le grand Dieu du ciel, tu puisses nous parler et que toi, tu puisses faire de nous, Seigneur, que tu puisses te démêler.
Let's open Joshua chapter 7. We'll take our reading from there. Let's read
Joshua, chapitre 7.
Joshua 7, the last three verses.
Joshua chapitre 7,
we'll
the
take our
dernier trois versets.
Joshua chapter 7.
Joshua chapitre 7, Joshua.
From 24.
À partir du 24e verset.
You can follow. It says, and Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah. Mm-hmm. Now the name Achan means troubler.
Le nom Achan,
or troublesome.
Un fils qui trouble.
So there was somebody that was a troubler in their midst.
C'est un quelqu'un qui faisait des troubles parmi eux.
Troublesome.
Qui trouble.
So they took Achan.
Ils ont pris Achan.
And the silver and the garment and the wedge of gold. And his sons and his daughters, and his oxen and his asses, and his sheep and his tent, and all that he had. And he brought them, and they brought them unto the valley of Achor. Now, Achor means troubled.
Et Achor veut dire trouble.
So all of Israel,
tout Israël,
the Exodus people,
les gens de l'Exode,
because of one brother that was troublesome,
à cause d'un frère, un seul frère,
the whole of Israel came into the valley of trouble.
Tout Israël est venu sur la vallée
the valley
troubles,
of Achor.
Tout la vallée d'Achor.
And that'll be our title today, is the valley of Achor.
Notre titre aujourd'hui.
So they were brought into the valley of trouble.
Ils ont amené dans la vallée des troubles.
25. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones and burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor, the Valley of Trouble,
la vallée des troubles, la vallée
unto this day.
Jusqu'à ce jour,
Father, we bring this word up unto thee, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, these things were written for our examples. Mm. Father, you've put these memorials. Father, whenever we see a pile of stones, it speaks of a memorial. Mm. That when people would come, Father, in days well after the event, when sons and daughters would come and say, Father, what does this mean, this pile of stones? Mm. It was a memorial. That there was something that you wanted the people to keep in their memory. Mm. And Father, whenever we see these things, we know that they're important principles, Lord. And
yes, Lord.
Father, we know that your tender hand desires to teach us. Mm. So won't you teach us this day? Father, we bring the word unto thee. How we pray for the oil, Father, upon the word.
Please,
how we pray for the grace, Lord, that each and every one of us, Lord, may look into the mirror of the word upon this day.
Yes, Lord.
That, Father, we may not take an offense at your word. Mm. But, Father, that your word, though it may trouble us as a troubled Achan, but Father, to trouble us that, Lord, we may have a repentance is our desire.
Amen.
To trouble us that we may not be troublers anymore would be our desire. Amen. So help us, Lord, as we commit this service to you.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Vous pouvez vous en soir.
So our topic is the Valley of Achor.
Notre sujet sur la vallée d'Achor.
Now, on a regular basis,
sur la base
we all get into the Valley of Achor.
Tous nous arrivons dans la vallée d'Achor.
And generally speaking,
généralement parlant,
it's not the Lord who puts us in the Valley of Achor.
Ce n'est pas le Seigneur qui nous met dans cette vallée.
It's we put ourselves in the valley.
C'est nous-mêmes qui se met dans cette vallée.
The Lord doesn't want us to spend much time
pas que nous puissions gaspiller beaucoup de
temps in these kind of places.
Dans ces genres de places.
But even under the Joshua commission,
même sous la commission de Josué,
we know Joshua,
nous savons Josué,
received the commission.
Il a reçu la commission
to lead the Exodus people
pour conduire les gens de l'Exode
to their full inheritance,
dans leur héritage.
So this was under the Joshua commission.
Ça c'était sous la commission de Josué.
And what a powerful commission it is, the Joshua commission.
Quelle commission puissante était la commission de Josué?
Because Joshua was a type of Jesus.
C'est parce que Josué était un type de Christ.
We are under the Joshua commission.
Nous sommes sous la commission.
We are living in the age.
Et nous vivons dans la.
God has sent us a prophet like unto Joshua.
Dieu a envoyé un prophète comme Josué.
Who has brought us.
Et c'est lui qui nous a amené.
Under the great Joshua.
Sous la commission des grands Josué.
Right to the borderland of our inheritance.
Jusqu'à la frontière de notre.
And the land has been divided.
Le pays a été divisé.
By predestination.
Par la prédestination.
And our inheritance lays before us.
Notre héritage s'étale devant.
It's a powerful commission.
C'est une commission puissante.
And let's look at this Joshua commission.
Et que nous puissions regarder à la commission de
Joshua.
Josué.
When he was given this commission.
Josué quand on lui a donné
in
cette
Joshua
commission.
In Joshua 1.
Dans Josué chapitre 1.
Listen what the Lord said to him.
Écoutez ce que le Seigneur lui a dit.
In verse 2.
Dans verset 2.
He said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. So the Exodus people.
Les gens de l'Exode.
Had an inheritance.
Ils avaient un héritage.
Predestinated for them.
Et qui a été prédestiné
and
pour
Joshua
eux.
Was commissioned.
Et Josué a été commissionné.
To lead the people.
Pour conduire
to
les
possess
gens,
this inheritance.
Pour posséder ces héritages.
And the Lord gave him such a great promise
et
in
le
verse
Seigneur
3.
Lui a donné une grande promesse dans
he
le
says,
verset 3.
Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. So wherever they went,
et partout là où ils partaient,
wherever they put their feet,
partout où ils plantaient leurs
pieds, the prophet says footprints means possession.
Le prophète dit que le pied veut dire que la
possession. That was theirs.
Et ça, c'est un
but there was already an enemy there.
Mais il y avait un ennemi là-bas.
There was the Amalekites, the Hittites, the Canaanites.
Les Amalekins, les Cananéens.
They were all in the land.
Et tous étant dans les pays.
So this wasn't going to be something which they could just easily take.
Cela ne veut pas dire que ça soit quelque chose de facile à.
They were going to have to fight for the inheritance.
Ils doivent combattre pour leur héritage.
And there was no way
et il n'y a pas aucune
that
façon
they, in their own strength,
et avec leur force,
their own ability,
et leur capacité,
being a nation previously of slaves,
une nation,
they weren't warriors and soldiers.
Ils ne s'inquiétaient pas des soldats.
They didn't have an organized army.
Pas une armée organisée.
But they were coming up against a people,
ils étaient en train de venir contre
the Canaanites,
un peuple, les Cananéens,
that were strong people.
Et qui étaient déjà forts.
The Canaanites lived in fortified cities,
et ils étaient
like Jericho.
Dans 45 villes comme Jericho.
It wasn't going to be that easy.
Et ça ne sera pas facile.
And those tribes that were in Canaan,
et le tribu qui était en Canaan,
they were always at war.
Ils étaient tous dans la guerre.
So they were in fighting condition.
Ils étaient en train de combattre dans une
condition so Israel,
de guerre. Israël,
coming from the mud pits,
et qui était sorti
coming
de
from slavery,
et qui était sorti de la servitude.
They told, "This is your land."
Et ils ont dit, "Ça, c'est votre pays."
But there's a skilled fighting
mais
force against.
Il y avait une force bien qualifiée.
And Joshua, he knew that.
Et Josué savait cela.
Joshua had crossed the Jordan before.
Josué avait traversé le Jourdain.
He was one of the 12 spies.
Il était l'un de ces 12
he had seen the cities.
Il a vu,
he had seen the armies that were there.
Vu l'armée qui était là.
And he knew that
il savait que
we in ourselves
nous
can
nous-mêmes
never
nous-mêmes
overcome this enemy.
Vaincre cet ennemi.
But there's a commission that
mais
he was given.
Y a une commission, la parole.
And it was the power of the commission,
la puissance de la
commission that was going to give them the inheritance.
Va leur donner leur héritage.
And that's how the Lord commissioned
c'est pourquoi
him.
Le Seigneur a commissionné.
And he says in verse 5,
et il dit dans verset 5,
the Lord looking at Joshua,
le Seigneur qui
and knowing
Jésus,
that Joshua needed encouragement,
et savant, et sachant que Josué avait besoin de courage,
he says, "There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life."
Qui se tiendra devant vous tout au long de votre vie.
What an encouragement, friend!
Et quel encouragement!
That the Lord says to you,
et que le Seigneur vous dit,
nothing will stand before you.
Il y a personne,
all the days of your life.
Dans votre
the enemy is going to come.
tout au long de
votre vie. Challenge is going to come.
Et le défi,
warfare is going to come.
La guerre va venir.
There's going to be a fierce enemy.
Il y aura un ennemi qui a trop
that you're going to wrestle against many times.
Vous allez combattre contre lui plusieurs fois.
But I guarantee you,
mais je vous garantis,
you're going to come out the other side.
Vous allez sortir de là.
You're going to be victorious.
Vous serez victorieux.
He says, as I was with Moses,
il dit, comme je étais avec
so
Moses,
I'll be with you.
De la même façon que je serai
avec I will not fail you.
Je ne te délaisserai jamais.
Nor forsake you.
Et je ne t'abandonnerai jamais.
Now that is the hope of a believer.
Ça, c'est l'espoir
the hope croyant. Of a believer is not in your education.
L'espoir de croyant n'est pas dans votre éducation.
The hope of a believer isn't in your own sincerity.
L'espoir de croyant n'est pas dans votre propre sincérité.
The hope of the believer is in the Joshua commission.
L'espoir de croyant, c'est sous la commission de
that Joshua. The Lord called you.
Amen. Que le Seigneur vous
and
a
said
appelé,
to you,
et le Seigneur vous
I will
dit,
never fail you.
Je ne te laisserai
I
jamais.
Will never forsake you.
Je ne t'abandonnerai jamais.
No man will stand before you all
et
the days of your life.
Personne qui se tiendra devant vous tout au long de votre vie.
And the prophet says,
et le prophète dit,
what an encouragement that was to Joshua.
Cela a été à Josué.
Because he knew
c'est parce qu'il
savait all the mistakes that Moses had made.
Toutes les erreurs que Moïse a commis.
Moses had forsaken his commission.
Moïse a abandonné sa commission.
Moses had turned his back
Moïse
on the people of God.
Le peuple de
but
Dieu.
The prophet says God never took
mais
his hand off Moses.
Dit que Dieu n'a jamais ôté sa main de
and
Moïse.
All the mistakes that Moses made,
toutes les erreurs
casting
Moïse
down the tables of stone,
en train de jeter la table
losing
de pierre,
his temper, and all those things.
Son tempérament, toutes ces choses.
God said to Joshua,
Dieu a dit à Joshua,
just as much as I stood with Moses,
de la même façon que j'étais avec
in all of his mistakes,
dans toutes ses erreurs,
I'm going to stand with you.
Je serai avec toi
as
aussi.
I was with Moses,
et comme je étais avec Moïse,
so I'll be with you.
Et je serai aussi avec
and the prophet says, and as I was with Moses,
dit, dans la
he says,
parlée,
God,
comme j'ai été avec Moïse,
in spite of all the failures that Moses had
Dieu,
done,
peu importe tous les failles que Moïse
he
avait,
still had his hand on him.
Il avait toujours sa main sur lui.
And he called Joshua to go.
Et il a appelé Josué à aller.
To his commission.
Dans sa commission.
What a consolation.
Et quelle consolation.
Although if I'm trying and I fail.
Peut-être que j'essaye et que je faillisse.
God won't leave me.
Dieu ne va pas me laisser.
But aller. Listen.
Mais écoutez,
God doesn't hold you responsible for your mistakes.
Dieu ne te tient pas coupable de tes erreurs.
He holds you responsible for your willful sin.
Et il te tient responsable pour tes péchés.
There's a big difference, friends.
Amen.
Between our mistakes and our willful sins.
Entre nos erreurs et nos péchés.
Our willful sins get us into the valley of Achor every time.
Nous amène dans la vallée d'Achor.
Our mistakes.
Nos erreurs.
He stands with us in our mistakes.
Il se tient dans nos erreurs.
He stands beside us
il
in our mistakes.
Il se tient derrière nous dans nos erreurs.
But God
mais Dieu
will never
il ne va jamais
compromise
et compromettre
with willful sin.
Amen. Avec
never.
Le péché volontaire,
no matter who you are.
Peu importe
you might say, I'm the bride. That's wonderful.
Et tu peux dire que je suis l'épouse et ça c'est merveilleux.
Achan was one of the brides.
Et Achan étant l'heure de l'épouse.
He was in the Exodus
il était
message.
Dans le temps du message de l'Exode.
He was baptized with the rest in the Jordan.
Baptisé avec le reste dans le Jourdain.
He was numbered among the tribes of Israel.
Il était parmi les tribus d'Israël.
He was brother Achan.
Il était un frère Achan.
But our willful sins get
mais
us into a lot of trouble, friends.
Nous amène dans des troubles.
A lot of trouble.
Et dans beaucoup
so
de troubles.
The prophet says he doesn't hold you responsible for your mistakes.
Ne te tient pas responsable
and you,
de tes erreurs.
You think of how they started off.
Et pensez comment cela a commencé.
Joshua receives this commission.
Josué a reçu cette commission.
In chapter 1.
Dans chapitre 1.
Chapter 2.
Et chapitre 2.
The Joshua commission starts to unfold.
La commission de Josué commence maintenant à se
brings dévoiler. Deliverance to Rahab.
Commence à amener la délivrance
Rahab under the Joshua commission.
Rahab, la commission sous
she
la commission
comes under the token.
Et elle est sortie
her and her house.
Et elle et sa maison.
Salvation coming.
Le salut est venu.
What an encouragement that
et
must have been to Joshua.
Que cela pouvait être à Josué.
Deliverance coming even
la
to the Gentiles.
Est venu même pour les nations.
That's like us, friends.
Et ça, c'est comme
when
nous,
we hein? see people come into Christ.
Voyons les gens venir
when
à
we
Christ,
see people being baptized.
Quand nous voyons les gens être baptisés.
What an encouragement
et
it is to us.
Encouragement que c'est
how wonderful it is.
Cela
when the Lord calls us to a commission.
Le Seigneur nous appelle à une
and
commission.
We see the hand of God in that commission.
La main de Dieu dans cette
and we see God bless it.
Nous voyons la bénédiction.
And we see sick people being healed.
Les gens malades être
and we see the oppressed
et
being delivered.
Les opprimés être
we see
être
the spirit of prophecy in his word.
L'esprit de la prophétie dans
God unveils the secrets of the heart.
Le secret du cœur.
How wonderful that
et
it is.
Comment cela est merveilleux.
When those kind of things are happening.
Ce genre de choses, c'est
and that's how God wants
c'est que Dieu veut.
The Joshua Commission
et
to
c'est
be.
Que Dieu voulait que la commission de Josué
so in chapter 2,
dans chapitre 2,
there's Rahab.
Il y a maintenant Rahab.
Then it moves on.
Et il y a,
chapter 3, chapter 4.
Maintenant, chapitre 3
it's time for them to cross the Jordan.
Et c'est maintenant les temps qu'ils puissent traverser
they
le
come across their first real opposition. Here's the Jordan River.
Leur première opposition.
The prophet says,
le prophète
in possessing
dit,
the enemy's gates.
Dans la parole parlée, posséder les
he says, then they came down to the Jordan.
Et ils sont venus, ils sont arrivés à Jordan.
Joshua.
Josué
was made the commander of chief of the army.
Établi les commandants de l'armée.
But between them,
et entre eux,
where Joshua had his army ready,
quand Josué avait son armée prête,
there was a gate.
Il y avait une porte.
And that gate was called Jordan.
Et cette porte était appelée Jordan.
But the promise of God is good at every gate.
Bien à chaque porte.
No matter what gate it is,
peu importe quelle porte c'est là,
God's promise is good.
Et ses promesses sont bonnes.
The seed of Abraham
et la semence
shall possess the gate of the enemy.
La porte de ses ennemis.
So Joshua and them came to this great
Josué
Jordan River,
dans cette grand, grand
which stood between them and their inheritance now.
Et qui se tenait entre eux et leurs héritages.
The prophet says, when they came down to the Jordan that morning, perhaps, I'm going to believe
je vais croire
the devil had storm clouds hanging everywhere. The big old muddy waters rolling down. The fields were swept across by floods. Oh, what a tempting time. But Joshua said, get ready. You're going to see the glory of God. You see, Joshua knew the victory was in the commission. The authority was in the commission. The victory wasn't in the people. Wasn't in their strength. Wasn't in their genealogy. Wasn't in who they claimed to be. What made the difference between them and anybody else was the commission they were under. They were under the Joshua Commission. And whatever gate came before them, whatever enemy stood in their way, God had given Joshua a promise. Nothing will stand before you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Though you'll come to tempting times,
bien que vous arrivez au temps des tentations,
though there'll be obstacles in your way,
il y aura des obstacles dans le chemin,
but you need to stand still.
Vous devez vous tenir calme.
So the prophet says they sanctified themselves.
Se sont sanctifiés,
they got themselves ready.
Ils se sont apprêtés,
because God had promised
c'est parce que Dieu avait
the seed of Abraham
la semence
shall possess the gate of the enemy. And they came to the Jordan.
Et ils sont arrivés à
Jordan. And God opened up the Jordan.
Dieu a ouvert le Jordan.
What an encouragement that was
et
to Joshua.
Encouragement qui était
they saw the Lord going before them, friends. They knew that what they were doing wasn't of the origination of man. It wasn't the program of man. God's eye was upon them. They were in God's program. They were marching on under a divine commission that God had given them in that day. So they come from there. And the prophet says, when they came to each of these obstacles, what was Joshua's confidence? He says, hanging yonder stood a supernatural power, that halo of God, the pillar of fire hanging there, and it would stand between them and their enemy when the time came for it to stand. And is that not the believer's hope? You don't always feel him there. You don't always see him there. But if you look back in your life, whenever you come to those situations, as long as you are meeting the terms of the commission, because the commission is always under condition, as long as you and I, friends, on meeting our part of the requirements of this commission. Every time the enemy stands before us, we can expect that supernatural power to come and stand between us and the enemy. But friends, if it doesn't come, there's something wrong. When the supernatural power doesn't come to vindicate the Joshua commission, there's sin in the camp. Every time. You've got Achans there. You've got people that are causing trouble. People that are troubling the camp of Israel. People that will take the entire Exodus move from a victory march into the valley of trouble. Friends, I'm tired of the valley of trouble. We've been in this valley for months now. Sickness, trouble. I'm sure you like me. You get tired of being in the valley of Achor. But you know, there's one way out of the valley of Achor, and that's to get rid of Achan. There's only one way. Deal with Achan. Because it was Achan that put them in the valley of Achor. It wasn't Joshua's fault that they were there. It wasn't Caleb's fault that they were there. There was one man who was called a brother, who was in the midst of the camp, who broke the terms of the commission. Not making a mistake. God's going to stand with you on your mistakes, friends. But it's our willful sin, our willful breaking of the word, that puts the whole Exodus move into the valley of Achor. And friends, from today, I'm saying to you, we're not staying in this valley of Achor anymore. No matter what we have to do, friends, we're coming out of the valley of Achor. That's my desire. I've been praying before the Lord. You know, these things that trouble you so much. Remember, Joshua said to Achan, why have you troubled us? Friends, these conditions trouble you. How can we have people in a hospital all the time? What's wrong? There's Achans in the camp. That's what the problem is. There's sin in the camp. There's the Babylonian garment. There's the gold wedge. But the same one who revealed the sin so they could deal with it in the Exodus move then is the same one who will help us to deal with these things now. And friends, Achan made a mistake. He didn't confess willingly. He waited to be caught. And friends, when the Joshua Commission has to cut you in your sin, don't expect any mercy from the Joshua Commission. But if Achan had have seen trouble that he caused and have come quickly and said, brethren, I've done wrong. I've transgressed the commandments of the Lord. I've brought trouble into the camp of Israel. I believe there could have been mercy for the man. But he waited while they cast lots until they caught him in his transgression. Friend, don't expect mercy if he catch you in your transgression. Don't expect mercy. Don't expect mercy. Because we're tired of being troubled by the sins of people. We're tired of saying, where's the supernatural halo gone? When we bring the people up that are sick and they don't get healed. Friends, you people used to get healed. Never used to be like this. There's sin in the camp, friends. And we need to deal with that sin. Because that's what the Joshua Commission is called to do. So, Joshua, he comes to chapter 5. It's still encouraging, friends. They're making progress. There's momentum. He meets the captain of the host of the Lord. What an encouragement. He's not sure how to take Jericho. But he meets a man with a sword. He meets Michael.
Il a rencontré Michael.
And he commissions, tells him what to do.
Lui a commissionné et lui a
gives
dit
him fresh battle orders.
Et lui a donné une ordre fraîche.
And now he knows how to take Jericho.
Et il connaît comment maintenant posséder Jericho.
Then the prophet says, and lean not unto your own understanding.
Et le prophète dit, pas sa, le message n'est pas sa
speaking now in Joshua chapter 6.
Il parle dans
this is when they're now going to take Jericho.
C'est là où ils vont posséder maintenant Jericho.
The prophet says,
le prophète dit,
what about the walls of Jericho?
Et qu'en est-il de mire de Jericho?
They say they could run a chariot race around them. Them big walls.
Et il y avait des grands murs.
Joshua,
Josué,
knowing how thick those walls were.
Et qu'on sait comment grands étaient ces murs.
Because he had built plenty of walls et down in Egypt.
Il a déjà bâti beaucoup de murs là en Égypte.
Knew the type of cement that was in them.
Il savait quel type de ciment qui était
how
là.
Tight they were.
Et comment serré cela était.
Even houses built on them.
Et même les maisons qui sont bâties là-bas.
But he didn't lean on his own understanding.
Mais il ne s'est pas appuyé
he believed what God said was the truth.
Et il a crié à ce que Dieu
and he obeyed his word.
Et il a obéi sa parole.
And the walls fell down.
Et le mur sont tombés.
Now what did Israel have to do?
Qu'est-ce que Israël devrait
to
faire?
Possess that gate of the enemy.
Posséder le porte de son ennemi.
They just had to not lean on their own understanding.
They
just had to walk in simple obedience.
Marcher dans la simple obéissance.
Because they were under a divine commission.
Ils étaient sous une commission divine.
And it was that supernatural power
cette force surnaturelle
that gave them the supernatural commission.
Donné la commission surnaturelle.
He was the same one.
Il était le
the
même,
same one who commissioned
le
them
même qui les a commissionnés,
was the same one who fought for them.
Même qui a combattu
was
pour
the
eux.
Same one that brought deliverance for them.
C'est le même qui a amené la
and that's what it is for us,
amen.
Friends. That's
pour
been our testimony
et
ever
ça,
since we became Christians.
Depuis que nous avons été chrétiens.
It's the same one who called us.
C'est le même qui nous a
it's the same one who fights our enemies for us.
Combattre nos batailles.
The same one who commissioned us.
C'est le même qui nous a commissionné.
It's the same one who opens the Red Sea for us.
La mer rouge
who's brought us safely to where we are.
En sécurité là où nous
friends,
sommes.
That's what it's supposed to be
ça,
continually.
Être
under the Joshua Commission.
Amen.
We're not supposed to go to the valley of Achor. We don't need those times of failure in the Joshua Commission. Up to Joshua 6, it's just success. But in Joshua 7, there's an interval of failure now.
Il y a maintenant le faille.
There's a season of failure under the Joshua Commission. And friends, it's the same with us.
C'est la même chose avec nous.
We're in an interlude of failure here.
Et c'est dans cette saison de
friends, we're failing him.
Et nous sommes après
who
lui
called us?
Et lui qui nous a appelé.
Just as much as Joshua.
Et c'est de la même façon
and Israel.
Et Israël,
they felt
ils ont
when they went into battle
et quand ils sont allés à bataille,
in chapter 7,
et dans verset 7
and turned their backs to the enemy.
Et ils ont tourné leur dos aux ennemis.
The children of Israel.
Les enfants d'Israël.
Then.
Alors,
the seed of Abraham,
la semence d'Abraham
should never turn their back to the enemy.
Pas tourner leur dos
we
à
should
ses
never be intimidated by our enemies.
Être intimidé par nos ennemis.
We should never be intimidated by
on
anything.
Pas être intimidé
because
par
the footsteps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. And the one who gave us the commission. He leads us into those situations so he can manifest himself and show that it's not by power and it's not by might but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. But when we get into these situations, friends, that we're turning our backs on our enemies, there's nothing wrong with the commission.
Friends.
There's nothing wrong with the supernatural power of God. There's something wrong in the camp of Israel. And it brings trouble. Achan means troubler. Troublesome.
And troubler.
And there's people that trouble the whole camp.
Qui trouble les camps tout entier.
The whole
d'Israël.
Camp will be troubled because of one man.
Sera troublé à cause d'un seul homme.
That's a serious principle
ça,
of the word of God.
Principe sérieux de
it doesn't dire. Take the majority
c'est
to be doing wrong
que la majorité puisse faire des choses de mauvais
for the commission to become ineffective.
La commission a devenir sans effet.
The commission became ineffective
la commission
to Israel.
A devenir sans effet aux enfants
it
d'Israël.
Didn't work anymore.
Et c'est là la pluie marchait.
It used to work.
Et c'est là marché
the
avant.
Walls of Jericho. Jericho came down.
Le mur de Jericho
but now they're going to a battle.
Et quand il allait dans des batailles,
And it's ineffective.
Et c'était sans
effet. It's like in the days of Samson.
Comme dans les jours de Samson.
He was under a Nazarite vow.
Il était sous le vœu nazaréen.
He was under a divine commission.
Il était sous la commission divine.
And it was effective.
Et il s'est là avant des effets.
He tore apart the lion.
Et il pouvait déchirer les lions.
Slew 1,000 Philistines.
Il pouvait tuer 1,000 Philistins.
Picked up the gates of Gaza.
Il pouvait prendre les portes de Gaza.
But sin.
Mais le péché.
Willful sin.
Le péché volontaire.
Iniquity.
Amen.
Made his commission ineffective. And then he couldn't overcome his enemy anymore. And there he was bound with fetters of brass. And God took him into the valley of Achor for a season of failure so he could learn the lesson that if you want to walk with God, if you want to walk under the Joshua commission, it's got to be a perfect walk.
Ça doit être une
you cannot allow sin in the camp.
Tu peux pas permettre le péché in
any forms, friends.
You
can't allow it in your life.
Tu peux pas permettre
you
cela
can't
dans
allow it in the camp.
Tu peux pas permettre cela dans les
otherwise,
camps.
All of a sudden, the blessings
le bénédiction
that goes with the commission.
Et qui va avec la commission.
Yes, you're still under the covenant.
Et bien que vous continuez toujours
they were still the covenant people of God.
Ils continuaient toujours à être le gens de l'alliance de
but
Dieu.
Under an ineffective commission.
Sous une commission qui n'avait pas de force.
Because the behavior of Achan and his family brought the entire commission to a stage that it didn't work anymore for the children of Israel.
Ne marchait plus pour les enfants d'Israël.
Hey, it's a serious thing.
C'est une chose
it's a very sad thing to think about.
Triste de penser à
but that's how God does his thing.
C'est que Dieu fait
the prophet says in absolute.
Le prophète dit dans le message
he says God's promises
le promesse de Dieu
are always on condition.
Ça a toujours été sans condition.
Always on condition.
C'est toujours sans c'est toujours sous
condition. A condition is a prerequisite.
Une condition, c'est une prerequisite.
Or a qualification.
Ou une qualification.
So there's certain things that qualify you
certaines choses qui vous qualifient
to see the manifestation of God's promise.
Manifestation de promesses de Dieu.
And there's certain things that disqualify you
certaines choses qui vous disqualifient
from seeing the manifestation of God's promise. And it's not your mistakes.
Ce n'est pas tes erreurs,
it's your iniquities.
Amen.
It's your willful sin.
Amen.
It's people doing things that are wrong and they know that it's wrong. And they continue to do it. And the word will tell them, don't do it. And they argue back at the word. And they say, you won't stop me, I'll continue what I'm doing. That's what brings you into trouble. But unfortunately, it doesn't only bring you into trouble. It brings us all into trouble.
Amen.
So it's not only up to you to make it right. It becomes our responsibility for you to make it right as well. Because you are troubling the whole of the camp of
Israel.
That's why the prophet says God's promises are always on condition. Always. How we could stop here and wave through that scripture back and forth for hours. Showing that the condition is what means something. Fulfilling the conditions is the requirement. And what was the conditions for Joshua? Joshua 1 verse 7. There were conditions. God says, I'm going to be with you, Joshua. No man's going to stand before you. But there's conditions for me to energize this commission. Verse 7. The Lord says, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. So the condition was complete obedience to the word. To the message of Moses. Complete obedience. Not partial obedience. Friend, a message believer will never choose which part of the message he wants to follow. That's an unbeliever or a make believer. A message believer believes the entire message.
Croyant du message croit le message tout entier.
and desires the grace of God to live every precept of that message. You're going to make your mistakes. God doesn't hold your mistakes against you, but he holds your willful sin against you. When you know what the word says and you know that it's the truth and you go and do opposite, we all get into trouble because of it. Not only you, but all of us are going to suffer. Because God has bound us all under this principle of the word. Verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. There's the condition. If you do this, then you'll make your way prosperous. But if you don't do this, then God's not responsible for the then. But God in his grace, friends, the tender hand of Jehovah. You know what he did with Israel? God is so wonderful, friends. He needed to teach them this lesson. They went under the commission well. They got to the stage, they thought, this is wonderful. These walls fell down. We didn't have to break them down. God destroyed Jericho for us. My, this is going to be easy. Friends. Yeah. And then chapter
7.
Joshua sends his spies. Go and tell me about the little town called Ai. And the men come back and say, Joshua, not a problem, Joshua. Don't send everybody. Just send 3,000 men. It's going to be easy. They send 3,000 men.
Ils ont envoyé 3,000 hommes.
And here comes the 3,000 back in defeat.
Voici 3,000 qui sont venus et être douchés,
turning their back to the enemy.
Tournant leur dos contre
36 leur innocent men lying dead on the battlefield.
36 innocents étaient morts dans la vallée.
Something was wrong.
Et quelque chose n'allait pas bien.
What was God doing?
Et qu'est-ce que Dieu est en train
God allowed them to experience a little
Dieu
defeat
a permis qu'ils puissent expérimenter
to teach them the big lesson.
Afin qu'ils puissent les apprendre une
they needed the little defeat
ils avaient besoin d'une
because there were bigger battles coming up ahead.
Il y avait une grande bataille qui
and venait they needed to learn these principles of defeat
ces principes d'être
so that it wouldn't repeat in ways that were going to be far more severe down the way. And that is why it's the tender hand of Jehovah. Even in his rebuke, even in his correction, even if the Lord departs from you for a season, it's the tender hand of Jehovah. It's God trying to teach you the principles of his kingdom. God wants you to raise up a memorial through your defeat so that in days to come, you can keep looking back and say, I don't want to go through that again. No matter what it costs me, I do want to have to go through that again. And that's what God had to do in Joshua chapter 7. He saw that these people, they're allowing things in their midst that shouldn't be there. And they're not taking it seriously. But God took it very seriously. You know, the problem with people in sin like Achan, sin hardens people. Paul speaks about the deceitfulness of sin. Sin deceives people. They think they're right. Yet God looks down with anger upon them. God looked with anger at Achan. But Achan didn't think it was too serious. It's only a Babylonian garment. It's only a gold wedge and some pieces of silver. But God looked with such anger at that transgression of the word that God says, if you continue with that in your midst, I'm not going to be with you anymore. But Israel didn't realize that. Like Samson when he said, I will arise as at other times. But he didn't realize the Lord had departed from him. So God God has to bring you into situations in the environment that you are. God has to bring conditions, circumstances to teach you a good lesson. It's got to be a perfect walk. You can't play with these kind of things. You think of Jonah. Jonah didn't think it was serious. When the Lord said, go and tell Nineveh, I'm going to destroy them. It wasn't serious to him. It doesn't matter. I'm going to go to Tarshish. He never took it serious. He never realized the extent of what he was doing. And God looked down and said, he doesn't realize what he's doing. My word was not enough. I'm going to have to teach him another way. And God had to bring storms in his life. Had to bring trouble and fear. Had to bring great circumstances against the man. He's still sleeping in the bottom of the boat. He still didn't realize I'm the cause of these storms. That's troubling this entire boat of innocent people. So God had to make that storm so fierce until the boat almost sank. And then finally Jonah said, I'm to blame. Threw him overboard into the fish, down to the depths of hell. And there he was in the darkness now, facing death face to face. And finally he started to take it seriously. He started to see, but Lord, I've broken your commands. Lord, I've done wrong. Now he started to see it the way that God saw it. Friends, the devil is very cunning. The devil knows there's conditions to this commission. He knows it better than us most of the time. And he knows, I just need to get them to break the conditions, to fail to keep the conditions. Then I'll overcome them. And we start getting overcome. We start facing defeat. We turn our backs to our enemies. But we still fail to recognize. And friends, sometimes the Lord has to put you in a hospital bed. Or sometimes the Lord has to bring you right to the gates of death, like Jonah. Sometimes the Lord has to do extreme things to try to teach us, to try to get us to see His Word the way He sees His Word, to try to get us to see the severity of sin the way He sees the severity of sin. But it's so easy for us to lull ourselves to sleep on Delilah's knees, not knowing a peril is upon us. But if God loves you, He won't leave you like that. He wants to teach His children a lesson. And friends, we need to learn this lesson now so that we can move out of this valley of Achor and we can continue on the march to our inheritance under the Joshua Commission. It's so sweet under the Joshua Commission. So sweet. It's so wonderful. But friends, it's troublesome when you try to do it in your own strength. It's troublesome, friends, when you're facing the gate of the enemy and all of a sudden that supernatural light doesn't come and stand between you and the enemy. God hasn't forsaken you. He's trying to teach you a lesson. And He wants you to learn it plenty good. Because those principles, you're going to need them down the way. Because you're going to face greater enemies down the way. And unless you learn the principles in those little defeats, you're not going to be prepared for the great battles that come before. And that's why God took them to that place. But look how it worked in Joshua 6. God will always send a warning before judgment. Always send a warning. You know the most foolish thing I've seen about us as believers. God will speak to us. And we think it's people speaking to us. You know, I've seen it recently. I've seen someone who got so offended at something that I said. And God will show it on the day of judgment. I never even knew the circumstances they were in. And up to today, they're still offended. And I never even knew why I said what I said. And afterwards, somebody told me that person's so offended at you. I said, why? I said, because you said this. And I said, but I wasn't even saying it for them. I didn't even know what they were going through. But there's a great tendency, friends, especially when you get backslidden in heart, when the word comes to trouble us out of our sleep, comes to trouble us out of our backsliding, instead of taking it as a tender hand of Jehovah, and submitting ourselves to the Father of spirits, like Paul said, we fight back. Why did he say that? Somebody told him. You know what I do? You do nothing. Because that's between that person and God. Because that was the spirit of the living God that was trying to help that person. And that person hasn't seen what God was trying to do for them. That was the tender hand of Jehovah to them. Friends, be careful at answering back to the word of God. Be careful. Be careful. That's what the prophet said. If you get to the stage, you know more about it than the church that you're in. Transfer. If you find that me, I'm an offense, Brother Francois is an offense, and you're always answering back at the word, you're in a very perilous condition. You don't realize the danger that you're in. Just like Achan didn't realize the danger that he was in. Rather find a place where you respect what's being done there for your own good. And don't forget, it wasn't only Achan who died, his whole family died with him. You don't want to trouble yourself when you get in that condition. You bring trouble upon your family as well. But you know why they stoned Achan's family, if you go and read? Because it's impossible, friends, for a man to take a Babylonian garment, a wedge of gold, coins of silver, to dig a hole under his tent, to bury them there without his family knowing about it. And because his family knew what he did and they never went and told, God counted them just as guilty as Achan. And they were punished with the same punishment as the man who did the sin. God judges by the power of association. That's why he says, come out from among them. Do not partake of their sins. Otherwise, you'll partake of their plagues. That's a principle of God's word. But Achan didn't only trouble his family, he troubled the camp of Israel. And in the end, the only way to get the Joshua Commission kicked back in again, they had to get rid of the trouble from the camp. Now, friends, we don't want to get rid of any person because we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We want to get rid of the spirits that are causing people to do certain things. You'll say what things? Friend, if you cannot fellowship with a brother, you've got a bad spirit on you. If you cannot go and fellowship with a sister, you've got a wrong spirit on you at that time. That's not the spirit of Christ. If you cannot say God bless you to your brother, the spirit in you is wrong at that time. We're not fighting against you. We want to cast that spirit off you in the name of Jesus. If you can't come to communion service, friends, there's something wrong with you. The prophet told us, if you don't partake of communion, he says it's death, because you are testifying that you are not a partake of Christ's death. Imagine that. Yet our last communion service, not even half of the church came. Friends, There's something wrong somewhere. There's something wrong somewhere. You, I know what people are saying now. It's because of him. It's because of her. I didn't come. No, 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 no. Let's take the beam out of our own eye today. Let's look in the mirror ourselves and say, but it's not brother so-and-so's fault or sister so-and-so or my husband or my wife. It's my fault. It's my backslidden heart. It's my willful transgression of the word that has brought me into this valley of Achor. It's nobody else to blame. It's me to blame. Then you'll have mercy before God. But while we're doing like Adam, it was the woman you gave. It was the serpent. Just be honest about it. Be honest like the rest of us. We all fail on a regular basis. I like what Brother Johnny Reagan says. He says, don't think you're someone. You're just a dirt bag like the rest of us. You're just 75 cents worth of dust. That's all that you are. Like the rest of us. Without Christ, we're nothing. Without Christ, we're worse than the world. Do you know why? Because we know more than them. We know the truth. At least they don't know the truth. So if they don't live according to the truth, it's fine. But friends, we know the truth. We've received the greatest message that was ever received. And then we can't say, God bless you to a brother. We can't come and wash someone's feet at communion service. Shame on us. Shame on us, friends. Shame on us. We're worse than the world when you do those things. Because we're more responsible. We know better than to do these things. It doesn't matter how long we've been in the message. Friends, it doesn't matter how long you're under the Joshua Commission. When you're in the Valley of Achor, look in the mirror. It's the only way out. To bring yourself out. Look at your own behavior. Look at your own attitude. You know another spirit that I pray that the captain of the host of the Lord will smite today is the devil of criticism. Friends, if there's a spirit that I hate, it's the spirit of criticism. There's some people that are such critics. Their whole makeup is criticism these days. Friends, it's not the person. They've allowed such an evil spirit on them. That spirit of criticism is just so nasty. But it's a religious spirit. No, it'll say yes. Yes, Brother Franz was a good brother, but... You see the butt. There's always a butt. You know, it's goats that butt. It's not sheep that butt. But it's buttless butter, friends. Let's not do those things. I really believe that is the greatest problem in the lives of certain people. It's the spirit of criticism. It's not the person. We all are sincere people here. We all desire the blessings of God. We all desire to walk under the Joshua Commission. But friends, we need to get rid of some of these things. Because these things are troubling the camp of Israel. You know, I'll read you a quote what the prophet says. Listen what the prophet says about this one lady who got herself into this one boy who got into sin. And listen how the prophet counsels the way that it should be done. Here. Listen what the prophet says. He says, in this tabernacle here,
dans ce tabernacle ici,
when things go wrong,
quand les choses vont
this mauvais, is Hebrews chapter 7, the book.
Hebrews chapter 7,
he says, when things go wrong,
et quand les choses vont mauvais,
and you men and women
vous, hommes et femmes,
will run and go over somewhere else,
et va à courir et aller quelque part ailleurs,
or will lay out until the fuss or the stew is over.
Jusqu'à tel point de pouvoir aller dehors, à tel point que
so he's saying, when you get in the Valley of Achor,
et quand vous êtes dans la Vallée d'Achor,
and then you wonder, where's brother? Sister,
so-and-so.
Let's have two services on a Sunday. They come just in the morning. Let's have special meetings. You bring people that bring a blessing. Brother Daniel Mazur, people aren't there.
Friends,
I wonder.
Et je me
the prophet says when there's trouble.
Et quand y a des troubles,
and then you want to stay away.
Et vous voulez être, et vous voulez rester loin.
He says there's something wrong with your experience.
Y a quelque chose de mauvais avec votre expérience.
Because a genuine believer,
parce que le véritable
when the going gets tough,
même quand les choses sont
you want to put your shoulder to the wheel.
Vous voulez mettre le
pied, and you want to push with the rest of the people to get things going once again.
Avec les restes des gens, avec les choses.
That's a genuine person.
Amen. Ça, c'est une personne véritable.
The prophet says we have an order here.
Que nous avons une ordre.
This church is based upon the principles of the Bible.
Cette église est basée sur le principe de la parole.
If there's somebody in here not doing right,
si quelqu'un ici ne fait pas bien,
if you think I'm not doing right,
si vous pensez que je ne fais
or
pas
brother
bien,
François,
ou le frère François,
or brother Wilmore,
ou le frère Wilmore,
or somebody here not doing right,
ici qui ne fait
the
pas
prophet
bien,
says we have an order to follow here.
Que nous avons l'ordre à suivre, c'est là.
He says,
il dit,
somebody in here not doing right,
ici qui ne fait pas
and
bien,
you think that they're not,
et vous pensez que ce n'est pas bon,
you go to him and talk
vous,
to
vous
him.
Allez à lui et le parler. Amen.
Go to him.
Va lui
go
parler.
To her.
Va à elle.
Don't stay at home.
Va chez elle, pardon, et il ne faut pas rester à
don't poison your family.
Ne faut pas poisonner votre famille.
Don't poison new believers.
Amen. Ne faut pas poisonner les nouveaux
go croyants. To him.
Va chez lui.
Come to me.
Et venez chez
if
moi.
I'm an offense, you come
et
and
si
let's reason together.
Offensé, venez chez moi toujours.
If I've done something to offend you, friends, I never want to offend somebody. Ever since I became a believer, there's just one thing that I want. Friends, I just want to live in peace. That's what I want. I just don't want trouble. I just want to just spend time with the Lord. Because I need the Lord. And you need the Lord. I just want to sit in the coolness of things. I just want to sit at Jesus' feet so that he can minister the oil and wine to me. Friends, it's not easy doing this job.
Amen, de faire
friends,
ce
it's not easy.
Amen. Ce n'est pas facile.
If only you knew
si vous saviez
the sorrow that goes with this sometimes.
Les
when you hear
derrière,
what people say,
et vous attendez ce que les gens
friends,
disent, amis,
it breaks your heart.
Et cela brise ton cœur.
When you hear what people say against people like Brother Wilmore,
vous attendez, les gens disent,
friends, precious people
déjà précieux,
who labor to help our children
aide
here,
de pouvoir aider nos enfants,
who put petrol in their cars,
le pétrole dans
travel
les
around,
et voyager
pick the children up, take youth,
les enfants ici, amener
and
les
people
là-bas,
criticize them
les gens les critiquent
without first going to them.
Sans pouvoir aller chez eux.
That's not right, friends.
Et ça, ce n'est pas correct,
that amis, breaks my heart when I hear those. And it breaks the brother's heart as well. Doesn't mean Brother Wilmore's not going to make mistakes. Of course he is. Doesn't mean I'm not going to make. Of course I'm going to make mistakes. Of course I'm going to fall short. You're going to fall short. But the way we handle it isn't to criticize, friends. Isn't to boycott things, friends. Christians don't do that. Christians face up to the situation and say we're not going to let the devil win here. We're going to reason together. We're going to work this out and we're going to come out the other side. Ask Brother François how many times him and I have sat down with difficult situations between us. It's normal.
C'est normal.
But by God's grace,
mais par la grâce de
every time,
et chaque moment,
God brings us out stronger the other side.
Dieu nous amène plus fort.
It's not always been easy.
Ça n'a pas toujours été
there'll
facile.
Be things we don't agree,
il y aura des
things we misunderstand.
Des choses
that's normal, friends.
Amen. C'est normal.
But
amen.
If I'm going to go home
si je vais aller
and say, but Brother François said this and that, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take my family into the Valley of Achor. That's what I'm going to do.
Amen.
And then if I stay like that, I'm going to bring the whole church into the Valley of Achor as well. Because God has an order that we're supposed to follow about these things. Friends, Jesus said, whatsoever way you would want people to do to you, you do it to them.
Amen.
Do it to them. You wouldn't want me to do to you sometimes what you do to me, friends. You wouldn't want it. It's very painful. Very painful. It troubles you, friends. Recently, in this last couple of months, I was so troubled. Friends, I don't have sin that I hide in my life. I want to please the Lord. If I do wrong, I make it right. I quickly try to make it right. But there's been sleepless nights I've had. Because you can't believe what brothers and sisters can say about each other and yet claim to be the bride of Christ. under the Joshua Commission. You get so discouraged sometimes. If it wasn't for the fact the Lord always encourages you. Let me tell you the truth, friends. Long time ago, I wouldn't have been here.
Long time.
Many times I thought like you. To say, ah, it's not worth it, Lord. You try to pour everything you can until you break your own health down, friends. Trying to serve the people of God. And to certain people, it's nothing. It's nothing for them to criticize you in front of other people. And then you hear it. You think the devil doesn't take that and anoint that in those times when you're tired and you're worn out? You think the devil doesn't pour himself upon those things? But the good thing like David, David encouraged himself in the Lord. And friends, he's never let me down. He's encouraged me every time. And that's all he's given me the confidence to say, Lord, this isn't the things of men. This is your program. This is a divine program. Under a divine commission. Because our human strength would have failed a long time ago. But friends, let's think sometimes. Before we do the things that we do. Please, friend, think about it. Would you like it that you make a birthday party maybe for your children and you're all excited, you make big arrangements, you invite people to come and half the people don't come that you invited? How do you think that we feel when we invite ministers? We try to arrange special meetings and a lot of people don't come.
We're
supposed to be members of this church. How would you feel? It discourages you, friends. But you know what encourages you? It's the people who do come. That's what it is. There's always a Jonathan and a Timothy and a Titus. There's always enough people to encourage you to keep you going. And you thank God for those people. But if you focus just on the critics, friends, every office in this church would have given up a long time. Many times you would have given up. Many. Brother Francis, I would have given up many times. I've had to encourage Brother Francis so many times to continue. Ask him. Not because of things he's done wrong, but because of what people have said. But they never went to him. They said it to other people.
Friends,
it shouldn't be like that. Don't do to other people what you wouldn't want us to do to you. Let's rather follow the Bible order of handling. The prophet says, you go to him and talk to him if there's a problem. And if you can't reconcile him, let's say somebody's in sin. Don't tell anybody. You go to him. And you tell him. Brother Aiken, like his family should have done, or his neighbors or whatever who knew about that situation. Brother Aiken, don't do that. You're going to get yourself in a lot of trouble. You're going to cause trouble in the camp of Israel. But people left him like that. The prophet says, if you can't reconcile him, then take some brother with you. One or two more. If he won't be reconciled then, tell it to the church. And the church will dismiss him. Have no more fellowship with him. Can you see what God was teaching Joshua? This man, Achan, he doesn't want to willingly make right. Therefore, Achan doesn't stay in the camp anymore. Can you see the principle the prophet's teaching us? He's teaching us exactly the same principle. And the prophet has taken it from the scripture. It's a very scriptural pattern. Let's turn to Corinthians while we're reading that. That's the principle of 1 Corinthians. Chapter 5. Listen what he says. You know, friends, if you know there's someone in this church who's willfully in sin, and you keep quiet and do nothing about it, in God's eyes, you're just as guilty as them. And God is going to punish you exactly the same as he punishes them.
Dieu va te punir de la même façon.
That's the principle of God's word.
Ça, c'est le principe de la parole de Dieu.
That's how it is.
Et c'est comme ça que cela est.
1 Corinthians chapter 5.
Listen
what Paul says.
Écoutez ce que Paul
dit. He says it's reported commonly. Hey, it was common, the people all knew in church. That there's fornication among you. And such fornication as is not so much named among the Gentiles. That one should have his father's wife. Maybe his father died. He marries his stepfather, the stepmother, the prophet says. That was against the law. And these Corinthians, imagine, they've just written Paul a lot of very theological questions. Is it not strange that they never mentioned this issue to Paul? Paul had to hear it through it being commonly reported among them.
Que les gens commençaient à parler de cela.
That's a sign of immaturity.
Ça, c'est un signe
d'immaturité. It was very immature what the people did.
C'est
they were all laughing in their homes saying, did you hear?
Vous avez entendu parler?
Brother so-and-so married his father's wife.
Il a marié
oh,
la
you
femme
don't say. What's going to happen next?
Et vous allez voir ce qui va se passer.
You see, they were talking about it like that.
Ils parlaient à propos de cela.
Verse 2.
Verset 2.
Paul says, you are puffed up and have not rather mourned that he that hath done this deed might be taken away from among you. Why should he be taken away? Verse 5. To deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit might be saved in the Lord Jesus. So deliver the person, yes? Verse 6. Your glorying is not good. Know you not that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? A little Achan disqualifies the whole lump from the blessings of the Joshua Commission. When they allowed that leaven to stay there, the only way they could come from that valley of Achor and back to march on the victory march, they had to take that leaven and purge the lump of the leaven. Now we're not speaking of people here, friends. We're speaking of sin. But if people will hold on to their sin, not only does the sin go, but they're going to go as well. That's the way that it works. If somebody wants to keep coming with leaven to church, keep coming with criticism,
et continuer toujours à venir avec les
fornication,
avec la fornication,
adultery,
avec l'adultère,
all manner of evils,
et toutes sortes de
mauvaises and not
choses,
repent of them, God's provided way.
Selon la voie pourvue par Dieu.
You follow God's order.
Vous allez suivre
if you know
si
there's a brother that was in adultery
et qu'il y a un frère qui est dans l'adultère,
and you keep quiet,
et vous gardez silence,
you're playing the part of an enemy of Israel, friends.
Le parti de l'ennemi d'Israël.
But you should go to them.
Vous devriez aller
brother, have you made this thing right?
Frère, est-ce que vous avez ces choses
if they don't make it right,
pas,
take
non,
one of the deacons, take another
diacre,
brother. This is a serious thing you've brought into the camp of Israel. Have you made this thing right? If they fail,
s'ils
you bring it to the church.
Vous amenez cela à
and the church gives them so much space
et
to repent.
Donne l'espace du temps.
And if they don't repent,
et s'ils ne se repent pas,
let them be as a heathen and a publican. You
un
have to purge the lump of the leaven.
Vous devez piriger la lampe.
That's a, and it's painful, friends. Because sometimes it's precious people.
C'est une chose difficile.
It's precious people.
Des gens précieux.
That's what the prophet says.
Mais c'est ça que le prophète dit.
He says,
elle dit,
then tell it to the church.
Dit à l'église,
and the church will dismiss him.
Et l'église va
and have no fellowship with him.
Et n'aura plus de communion avec lui.
And Jesus said,
et Jésus dit,
whatever you loose on earth, I'll loose in heaven.
Tout ce que vous allez lier sur la terre, tout ce que vous déliez sur la terre, je vais délier aussi.
That's the reason you have so much trouble.
C'est la raison pour laquelle vous avez beaucoup de
because you don't follow the Bible principles.
C'est parce que vous ne suivez pas le principe de la Bible.
If somebody in the church is causing a
si
disturbance,
quelqu'un est en train de causer des troubles dans l'église,
somebody is disturbing the unity of the church,
quelqu'un est en train de détruire l'unité de l'église,
or something's going wrong,
ou quelque chose qui va, qui n'est pas
it's
bon,
not your duty to talk about that man or woman.
Ce n'est pas votre devoir de parler à propos de cette femme.
It's your duty to go to that man or woman.
C'est
votre devoir d'aller chez cet
homme et tell him his error.
Et lui dire ses erreurs.
And if he won't hear you, take another one with you.
Et si il ne t'écoute pas, prends l'autre avec toi.
He won't hear that.
Et s'il ne veut pas,
then the church loosens him.
Et l'église va le maintenant le
Jesus said, whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven.
Et tout ce que vous allez lier sur la terre sera lié au ciel.
That's the power of the church.
Et ça, c'est la puissance de l'église.
That's where we have our power, friends.
Et c'est là où nous avons notre force.
We've got to purge the lump of the leaven. And this is the principle of the word.
Ça, c'est le principe de la parole de
Now let me show one thing.
Je vais vous montrer une chose,
a couple of things
et quelque chose, hein,
that believers sometimes don't realize the severity of doing these things.
Pas que c'est mauvais de faire ces choses.
The first one is adultery.
La première, c'est l'adultère.
Friends, we don't think that adultery is a serious thing.
On ne pense pas que l'adultère, c'est une chose de sérieuse.
The Bible says no adulterer will enter heaven.
La Bible dit que l'adultère n'entrera pas dans le royaume.
Now let's just remind ourselves
je vais vous rappeler de
quelque of the principle of God's word.
De principe de la parole de
what
Dieu.
Is adultery?
Et qu'est-ce qui est l'adultère?
Adultery is to break your marriage vows.
Et c'est briser votre vœu de mariage.
When you said in your marriage vows that I will hold, I will love, I will cherish no other until death us do part. That vow was recorded in heaven. The prophet says God absolutely holds you to that vow. And now I'm going to say it clearly, our friends.
Je vais dire clairement ici,
in this church,
et dans cette église,
we don't believe in polygamy.
On ne croit pas à la polygamie,
and amen. We never will believe in polygamy.
Et on ne va pas croire à cela.
I don't believe polygamy is in
et
the
je
message.
Crois pas que la polygamie, c'est dans le message.
I don't believe it's a New Testament teaching.
Je ne crois pas que c'est l'enseignement
if you have questions, ask. We can
si
show that from the message.
On veut te montrer du message.
But we don't believe in polygamy.
On ne croit pas à la polygamie.
So if you've married your wife
et si vous avez marié votre
and
femme,
you made your vows,
et si vous avez fait votre vie,
you and you only.
Vous et elle seul.
That's until death, like you said.
Jusqu'à tel point que la mort vous sépare.
And if you break that,
et si vous brisez cela,
you're in a lot of trouble with God.
Vous êtes à beaucoup de troubles.
You're in a tremendous amount of
et
trouble with God.
Beaucoup de troubles.
But many times we break et those vows.
Fois, nous brisons ces vœux,
and then we don't see the seriousness
et
of what
on
we did.
Voit pas la comment insérer la
we
chose.
Don't go to make it right.
On va pas mettre
God's provided way.
La voie pour vivre par Dieu.
And God has to bring trouble.
Et Dieu doit amener des troubles.
To try to shake you.
Essayer de vous bouger.
To see things the way that He sees things.
Voir la chose la façon dont.
And you'll have so much trouble in your soul.
Et vous aurez beaucoup de troubles.
Trouble in your health.
Beaucoup de troubles.
Trouble in your home.
Dans votre santé. Dans votre maison.
It's the tender hand of Jehovah.
La main tendre de Jéhovah.
Trying to shake you like He shook Joshua.
De vous bouger.
To say, wake up. You need to repent.
Vous devez vous repentir.
You can't go any further with me until you make this right.
Aller plus loin avec moi sans pour autant mettre cela en ordre.
The prophet in believing God.
Le prophète en croyant.
We know the story well.
Vous connaissez l'histoire.
He speaks of that woman.
Il parle à propos de cette
who
femme.
Came.
Qui est devenue.
And she had a mental condition.
Il y avait une condition mentale.
Of psychoneurosis. Psychoneurosis. And she was so nervous.
Elle était trop nerveuse.
Such trouble spiritually in her life.
Des esprits qui la troublaient tout au
long. The prophet says, I prayed for her two or three times.
J'ai prié pour elle deux ou trois fois.
Listen.
Écoutez ceci.
But something wouldn't let me challenge that demon somehow. You see, Joshua wasn't happy with her friends. So the prophet under the Joshua Commission, when he would pray for her, the Joshua Commission wouldn't kick in. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. You shall possess the gates of your enemy. And the prophet says, I prayed for two or three times. But somehow, something wouldn't let me challenge that demon.
Quelque chose ne pouvait pas me permettre de chasser ces démons.
She says, I just couldn't do it.
Je ne pouvais pas le faire.
And she came up.
Et elle est venue.
Getting worse.
Et cela est devenu pire.
She's been that way for around 8 years.
Elle était dans cette condition pendant 8 ans.
Time doesn't change
le
anything.
Le temps ne change rien.
If you committed adultery
et
8 years
si
ago,
commis l'adultère 8 ans passés,
the Joshua Commission,
la commission de
has Joseph, been ineffective in your life for 8 years.
Été sans effet dans plusieurs
and
années.
It's going to continue to be ineffective
et cela sera sans
even
effet.
If you live to be 120 years
même
old.
Si vous allez vivre 125 ans encore,
don't expect Joshua to do much for you.
Que Josué puisse faire beaucoup dans votre vie.
8 years.
Et 8 ans.
So she came up the other day.
Et elle est venue l'autre jour.
And I said, sister,
je dis, sœur,
The only thing I know,
la seule chose que je connais,
there's a cause there somewhere.
Il y a une cause là-bas.
And she said,
et elle a dit,
I've been prayed for by my pastor.
Le pasteur a prié pour moi.
Friends, we could buy a tanker
on peut acheter même
of olive oil
on peut acheter
and
même
pour it on your head.
D'huile d'olive
and if you haven't made those things right,
si tu n'as pas mis ces choses en ordre,
we've just wasted a lot of money for nothing.
Nous sommes en train de gaspiller beaucoup d'argent pour
friends,
ça.
I'm tired of praying for certain people.
Je suis fatigué pour prier pour certaines personnes.
And God never moves.
Et qui n'ont jamais terminé.
Friends, you pray just as sincerely as for other people, and God does move.
Comme les autres personnes
disent, but some people, you can't challenge that spirit.
D'autres personnes, tu peux pas défier cet
why?
Esprit. Pourquoi?
Because there's sin in the life.
C'est parce qu'il y a le péché dans leur vie.
There's things that need to be made right.
Il y a le péché qui
God has a grievance with that person.
Dieu est triste.
And many times a person,
cette personne,
they've tried to push those things into the subconscious, like this woman.
De pousser ces choses dans une autre conscience.
They think it's time's gone by.
Et pendant que le temps se passe,
the prophet says she was a Sunday school teacher.
Le prophète dit, elle était un enseignant de l'école.
She had a great class.
Elle avait une grande classe.
Doing a good work.
En train de faire une bonne
œuvre. But that just hung over her.
Cela était toujours pendu sur elle.
That demon is going to keep hanging over you, my friend. You might change churches. You may change towns. You may change and live the other side of the world. That demon's going to be with you wherever you go. You may be in the belly of a whale. You're going to realize God is grieved with you. David said that. He says, though I fly on the wings of the morning,
le vent du matin.
But you are with me.
Mais il me tient.
Friends, it doesn't matter
peu importe,
how long ago the sin was done.
Longtemps le péché a été commis.
If you don't make it right, God's
si
way, not your way.
Fait pas en ordre,
God's
Dieu,
way.
La voix de Dieu,
God has a grievance with you today.
Dieu est triste avec
God is angry with that
Dieu
sin in your life.
Contre ce péché là dans votre vie.
Today.
Aujourd'hui.
I said,
je dis,
have you confessed all your sins?
Est-ce que vous avez confessé tous tes péchés?
She said everything.
Et dit toutes choses.
And then Brahman says,
et le faux Brahman me dit,
after a while I looked,
après un moment j'ai regardé,
and there came a vision coming
et
up.
Une vision est venue.
And I saw an automobile going swiftly.
Et j'ai vu une voiture en train de partir.
I said, your condition
et tes conditions
has something to do with an automobile.
Et c'est quelque chose à faire avec la voiture.
She says, no, I never was in an accident.
Et je n'étais pas dans un accident.
I said, just sit humble.
Je dis, soyez humble.
I see you in a car.
Et je vous ai vu dans une voiture.
You almost got hit by a train.
Vous étiez presque.
She jumped and said, oh.
Elle a sauté, elle a dit, oh.
I said, yes.
Je dis, oui.
You're not with your husband.
Vous n'êtes pas avec votre mari.
You're with another man.
Vous êtes avec un autre homme.
Your husband was overseas in the war at that time.
Et ton mari était dans la guerre. En ce temps-là, il était en voyage.
It went ahead and brought the thing on down.
Et cela est allé à briser les choses.
I said, the thing that you did,
les choses que tu as fait,
those immoral things.
Les choses immorales.
Now listen, friends.
Écoutez, amis.
You told him about some of it.
Et vous l'avez dit certaines de ces choses.
But you didn't tell him all about it.
Mais vous n'avez pas dit tout à propos de cela.
And God
et Dieu
was angry.
Était en colère.
Alléluia.
You told him some
vous avez
of it,
dit certaines de ces choses,
but you never told him
mais
all
vous n'avez
of it.
Pas dit tout cela.
She just screamed
elle a juste
and fell on the floor
crié et elle a tombé sur
and
la
said,
terre.
That's the truth.
Et dit, ça, c'est la vérité.
I said,
et dit, j'ai dit,
and I say to you,
et je vous dis,
and you say to me,
et vous me dites,
how can you get anywhere with that hanging there?
Comment tu peux aller quelque
friend,
part
how can you expect to get anywhere with God?
De se tenir avec Dieu.
And you say, okay, how should I make it
et
right?
Et comment je vais faire cela en ordre?
She said, I asked God to forgive me.
J'ai demandé à Dieu de me pardonner.
I said,
et j'ai dit,
you never sinned against God.
Tu n'as pas péché contre Dieu.
You sinned against your husband.
Tu as péché contre ton mari.
And your marriage vows.
Et le vœu de ton mariage.
You go back and make that right
vous
to him.
Mettre cela en ordre.
Then come.
Et venez.
I can control that demon there.
Je vais contrôler cette démon.
Then the Joshua Commission is going to start working again.
Sera
but you're going to stay in the valley of Achor, friend. Troubling
la
yourself and your family.
Ta
to the rapture and beyond.
Et à l'enlèvement et au-delà de cela.
Unless you go about it, God's provided way.
Et seulement que vous allez selon
you've
la voie
got to perdu. Go to the one that you broke
devez
the vows to.
C'est celui que vous avez brisé le vœu.
And you've got to come clean with him.
Et vous devez sortir pire de cela.
You've got to come clean.
Et vous devez sortir.
The prophet says, this woman said, but my husband will leave me.
Dit, mon mari va me quitter.
The prophet says, God has already left you.
Dieu vous a déjà quitté.
And if you don't make it right,
et si tu ne mets pas cela en ordre,
you'll go to hell.
Vous allez aller en enfer.
A Sunday school teacher.
Un enseignant
de someone who believed in the ministry of the prophet. Friend, God will never break his word. No adulterer will enter heaven. God can't break that word. No matter how much you might say I'm predestinated, if you predestinate it, you're going to make it right. Because he's going to stir your nest. He's going to bring you into the valley of Achor to shake you if he has to. He's going to bring you right to the gates of death if he has to. Like Jonah.
Et comme Jonah,
like Samson.
Et comme Samson, amen.
Predestinated people.
Les gens prédestinés.
Children of God, friends.
Les enfants de Dieu, frère.
But why?
Et pourquoi?
Why not just let the word?
Pourquoi ne pas permettre la parole?
Deal with that inside. Puis
traiter avec cela.
Why not just humble yourself today?
Pourquoi ne pas t'humilier aujourd'hui?
Submit yourself to the
et
great Potter.
Soumettre au grand potier.
Stop resisting him.
Stopper de le résister.
Why don't you say, Lord?
Dis, Seigneur.
I fought with this for too long.
J'ai combattu cela pour longtemps.
Today, by your grace,
aujourd'hui par ta grâce,
I'm going to make this right.
Je vais mettre cela
and then, as soon as you go get your wife.
Aussi vite que vous allez,
sit down with her in the coolness of things.
Tiens-toi avec ta femme dans la douceur.
I've got something to make right.
J'ai quelque chose à mettre en ordre.
On such and such a day,
et tel jour,
such and such a thing. You might think she's going to leave me, friends. Which one do you want?
Tu peux dire que non, mais
God's already left you.
Et si Dieu vous a laissé, pourquoi ne
and when you bring your family into a valley of Achor many times, it's just a matter of time before that family breaks up as well. It's just a matter of time, many times, until that whole family is going to break up because you're bringing trouble into the family. And the way that it is you've opened the door like David did with his adultery. And then you find immorality among your children, and you find disrespect and all these things. And you wonder, where did these things come from? You opened the door. And you allowed those things in the home. You know, I learned such a lesson. If you'll give me a few more minutes. Friends, I learned such a lesson from something that happened. You know, in North America, I won't say where, there was a big split of a very big church. Fine brethren. And some of the elders rose up and they disagreed with the pastor. The way he had handled certain things. And they split and they went and formed another church. And one of the brothers that was the song leader in the original church,
le frère qui était le conducteur de
he left and he went to the other group.
Il est allé dans ce groupe-là.
And he now
et lui maintenant,
wanted to sue in the courts the pastor of the first church.
Il veut maintenant amener, traduire
because he
le
believed
pastor,
that there was dishonesty with finances.
Il veut traduire le
so he wanted to take it to the courts and sue that minister.
Il voulait traduire ce ministre.
And in the end, they other brothers, they stopped him from doing it.
Et alors, les autres frères lui arrêtaient de ne pas faire cela.
Now,
et après,
his son
et son fils, hein,
is the brother who made that website believe the sign.
Il était celui qui a fait ce site et qu'on appelle
we used to have a link site. To that website on our website,
on
remember?
Un lien avec ce site internet.
His son now doesn't believe the message.
Et son fils maintenant ne croit plus le message.
His son,
et son fils,
on believe the sign, put publicly,
yes.
I do not believe Brother Branham is Malachi 4.
Je ne crois pas que le faux Branham est Malachi 4.
Now,
et maintenant,
the son has some blame, friends. But you know where I believe the biggest blame is?
Mais moi je crois là où
it's his father.
C'est son père à blâmer. Ce n'est pas le
his
fils.
Father.
C'est son père.
The way he handled that situation,
la façon dont il a géré la situation,
wanted to take it to the courts and sue.
Il voulait amener cela.
Imagine that young man. He's growing up in a home.
C'est jeune homme qui était
he's first in a church.
Il est premièrement,
he's
il
been told all the wonderful things about the message.
Des choses merveilleuses à propos du
then message. He sees his father opposing
il voit,
the ministry
voit
there.
Son père a traité de s'opposer
then he sees his father so angry. We're not in this church
et
anymore.
Il dit, nous ne sommes plus de cette église.
And that young man now he starts et to question homme, what's going on here?
Ici, qu'est-ce qui ne va pas
he
ici.
Finds himself in another group.
Il s'est trouvé dans un autre groupe, hein?
Then he finds his father wanting to go to the courts.
Son père qui voulait aller au
and you can imagine what is being spoken in the home.
Ce qui a été parlé à la maison.
And then you find that young man now.
Et vous allez trouver que
the devil moves in.
Le diable se déplace,
and brings doubt.
Il fait
and brings disbelief.
Et amène le
and now the young man's fighting against the message.
Et le jeune homme a prêché contre
friends,
le message.
I considered that matter so carefully.
Je considère cela.
And I said, Jesus,
et Jésus,
you help me.
Vous m'avez,
that no matter my differences with anybody in this world,
avec tout le monde.
Friends, I love my children too
et
much.
J'aime mes enfants beaucoup.
To Amen. Do that to them.
Amen. Pour les faire
I don't
cela.
Want to do that to them.
Je veux pas faire cela
I don't want to speak evil of brothers in front of my young children.
Mal de mes frères devant mes enfants.
That's evil, friends.
Mais c'est mauvais,
That's Amen. Evil.
Amen. C'est mauvais.
Don't ever do that.
Amen.
If you did that, frères, repent in the name of Jesus.
Il faut se repentir au nom
you are destroying
Jesus.
Their hope. You are destroying their future.
Il était en train de détruire leur futur.
That's the wickedest thing you can do.
Yeah.
Leave your children out of it.
Il faut
But Achan didn't leave his children, and they perished with Achan. Friends,
this
makes me so sad.
The
innocent victims of wars they shouldn't be involved in. If you have an issue with me, come to me. Don't tell your children about it. Don't tell your wife about it. Come to me. If you have something against Brother Wilmer, go to him. Or Brother Francis, go to him. Or Brother George, or Sister Sons, or Brother Sons. Leave your children out of it. And leave my children out of it. Let them have a fair chance like I had a fair chance. To believe this message. Let them meet Joshua themselves, Jesus. Leave the children out of it, friends. I can't understand. It's insanity, friends. What are you doing to your children? How can you do that? It's absolute insanity if you think about it. How can you do that? Keep quiet about it when they're there. No matter how much it's burning in your soul, just keep quiet. Go and pray about it first. Come and speak to me about it. Friends, come, let us reason together. I get so sad with those things. You know, Brother Barry once said it. He said the first victims when churches split is the children.
Amen. C'est les enfants.
They get confused. I don't understand. But this is supposed to be the bride.
Et tout le monde
devrait these are people marching under the Joshua Commission.
Qui est en train de marcher sous la commission.
These are people that are going towards a rapture, the same heaven.
Vont vers le ciel,
to share the same new city, Jerusalem.
La même ville dans
and they can't even shake hands with one
et
another.
Pas se serrer la
they can't even wash one another's feet at communion. They can't even visit one another in homes.
Même pas se visiter
you
dans
can't
les
blame your children for questioning this message when we present a life like that to them. Brother Beckett said it once. He said we have all the pictures in our home. And they look at that picture of the prophet. The pillar of fire, they look at the cloud. And you stand under the picture of the cloud. And you backbite another brother. You speak evil of a sister. And your children see you doing that. They're going to associate it with that picture. Can you see the power of association? Whenever they see the picture of the prophet, they're going to associate that with your behavior. Friends, let's not do that to our children.
Amen.
Friends,
let's
not do that.
Amen.
No, we had a stage at the end of last year with the grace of God was visiting our youth. We baptized a lot of our youth. But it's been a long time since we baptized them. You know why? Because of this condition. Because of this valley of
Achor.
Because of our attitudes and the way we're handling these situations. Like I said, it doesn't mean that you are wrong in what you're thinking. I may be 100% wrong. Brother Francis may be 100% wrong. Any of the officers. The brother, the sister may be wrong. But handle it the right way. Go about it God's way. Leave the children out of these things, friends. Give them a fair chance. They get so confused. 1 week they're allowed to do this, the next week they're not allowed to do this.
Amen.
1 week they're allowed to visit, so next time they're not allowed to visit. Friends, what are you doing to your children? You know what God will do to you to teach you that? He's going to raise rebellion in your home. Like he did to David. So that David could taste the bitter cup himself. To see what it was to destroy somebody's
home.
And here came Absalom. And here came Amnon sleeping with Tamar. And then Absalom slaying Amnon. And in the rebellion of Absalom, in his own home, friends, God wanted to teach the man that adultery with
Bathsheba.
David, you don't realize the seriousness of what you did. You don't realize the seriousness. And the prophet says, that woman, she went and made right with her husband. The prophet prayed over her. The demon left her. And she was free. Now, friends, I'm going to take 5 more minutes just to speak of one more principle that brings a curse into our camp. Now, people who have done it, like I said, there's grace for whatever we do, if you repent. But for the new people that are here and our young people, and as a reminder once again, I want to speak about marrying in the world, marrying unbelievers. I want to just speak about what the prophet said. The prophet says, and knoweth it not. He says, look at Cain's children in Genesis 6. How they went into it. Genesis 6 says, when the sons of God saw the daughters of men were fair, they took unto them wives. And God never did forgive it. Friends, that's under the old covenant. God never forgave the people then for doing that. If you're a young man
et si vous êtes un jeune
and you want to get married
et si vous voulez vous marier,
and you look around in the message,
et si vous regardez partout dans le message
and you see the daughters of God
et vous voyez les filles de Dieu,
and then you say, ah,
et vous dites, non,
they're not as pretty as the women
elles
of the
sont
world.
Pas belles comme les filles
they don't put paint on their face.
Et pas des peintures dans leur face, des maquillages.
And you despise the daughters of God.
Vous maîtrisez les filles de Dieu,
and you go and get in a relationship
et vous entrez dans une relation
with someone that's not a believer.
Et de quelqu'un qui n'est pas une croyante.
God has a very serious issue with you.
Dieu a une histoire sérieuse avec vous.
That's the principle
Amen.
Of God's word.
Amen. Ça, c'est le principe de la
because the sons of God did it in Genesis 6. The sons of Seth.
C'est parce que le fils de Dieu l'ont fait dans Genesis 6.
They married the daughters of Cain.
Ils ont marié les filles de Cain.
Like I said, under our covenant, there's grace, friends. As long as there's a thorough repentance. And the prophet says, and you tell your children it's wrong what I did. Then he brings the next example. He brings the days of Balaam.
Il amène les jours de Balaam.
He says, look.
Et si vous regardez,
when those Israelite women
et quand ces femmes israélites,
in the wilderness
dans le désert,
with their calloused hands,
avec des cicatrices dans leurs mains,
their hair stringing down,
avec leur cheveux qui étaient en train de descendre,
when them sons of God came up through the land of Moab,
et quand les fils de Dieu ont traversé le pays de Moab,
and they met them dainty women,
et ils ont rencontré ces femmes sales de
with
Moab,
well set hair,
avec des cheveux bien
fancy and a lot of manicure on their face.
Attirante avec des maquillages dans leur face.
Them sons of God
et le fils de Dieu
saw them real fair women.
Ils ont vu que ce sont des femmes belles.
A false prophet, Balaam,
faux prophète Balaam,
said we all the same.
Et dit, nous sommes tous la même.
Brother Ram knocked on the pulpit 6 times.
Le frère Branham a frappé à la chair 6 fois.
And they married among them.
Et ils ont marié parmi ces
God, God never did forgive them.
Dieu ne l'a pas pardonné.
Friends, God looks at things different than Amen. Us. God
Dieu
looks at things different.
Que nous.
And if there's young people like getting and are believers or baptized, have professed Christ,
et qui ont profité
and they get into relationships like
si
that, get into fornication,
comme ça, dans des fornications,
be careful.
Il faut faire attention.
That's not what you believe in this
ce
church.
N'est pas ce que nous croyons à
that's
cette
not
église.
What we stand for here.
Ce n'est pas ce que nous tenons ici.
You marry from the faith.
Vous mariez de la
even
foi.
If you have to do like Isaac,
même si vous devez faire comme Isaac
travel far.
Voyager loin.
Even if you have to do whatever,
même si vous devez faire tout ce que vous devez
God
faire,
has someone for you.
Dieu a quelqu'un pour
but we fool ourselves many times.
Mais nous nous trompons
we say
plusieurs
there's nothing
fois.
Wrong.
Nous nous trompons plusieurs fois.
God looks down with anger
Dieu regarde
and
avec
says
la
it
colère.
Shouldn't be like that.
Cela ne devrait pas se faire comme ça.
It shouldn't be like that.
Cela ne devrait pas se faire comme ça.
The prophet says,
le prophète dit,
they perished in the wilderness.
Ils ont péri dans le désert.
Every one of them died there.
Et chacun d'entre eux
without
mort.
Hope, without God.
Et avec, sans espoir, sans
is
Dieu.
Eternally lost.
Éternellement fatigué.
Damned forever.
Éternellement perdu, condamné pour
though they had seen the goodness of God.
Bien qu'ils ont vu la bonté de
though
Dieu.
They had drank from the fountain that never runs dry.
Bien qu'ils ont bu d'une fontaine qui n'a jamais
they drank from the smitten rock.
Ils ont bu du rocher frappé.
They had seen the brazen serpent perform miracles. They came through the baptism of Moses.
Ils ont traversé le baptême de Moïse.
They'd seen the hand of God.
Et ils ont vu la main de Dieu.
They'd eaten angels' food.
Et ils ont mangé la nourriture.
They'd done all of those things.
Et ils ont fait toutes ces choses.
But they married in.
Et mais ils se sont mariés.
They let women bring them in.
Ils ont permis que les femmes puissent les
and marry among them.
Ils ont
not commit femmes. Adultery.
Ils n'ont pas commis l'adultère.
Just marry among them.
C'est juste marié parmi les Moab.
God never did forgive them.
Dieu n'a jamais pardonné
that's
cela.
Under that Exodus, friends.
Ça, c'est sous cet exode.
Now we're under the blood of a better covenant.
Sous la, le sang de
but God was teaching us there what he thinks about mais these
Dieu
things.
Était en train de nous enseigner
God doesn't want believers marrying unbelievers.
Amen. Dieu ne veut pas que les croyants puissent
you
marier
may say, croyants. But Boaz married Ruth, yes.
Vous allez dire, Boaz a marié Ruth.
But Ruth made a decision first.
Mais Ruth a pris la décision
and she forsook her idols and her gods.
Elle a abandonné les idoles.
And she was baptized in the Jordan.
Elle a été baptisée dans
she
le
proved
Jordan.
Herself in the
elle
fields of Boaz.
Elle-même dans les
faithful
de Boaz.
To what she believed.
Fidèle à ce qu'elle
and
croit.
Then Boaz set her eyes upon
et
her.
Boaz a mis ses yeux sur
friends, elle. These are the principles of God's
ça,
word.
Le principe de la parole
and
de
these
Dieu.
Are the things that
ça,
you get involved in.
Si vous
that
vous
bring us into the valley of Achor. They bring us into trouble in our lives.
Ça va nous amener dans des troubles.
They bring us into turmoil.
Et ça va nous amener dans des choses qui ne sont
and
pas
many bien. Times it's the tender hand of Jehovah
fois, c'est la main
bringing a lot of trouble upon us
et,
to try to get us to see things
pour voir les choses, hein,
the way that God sees things.
La façon dont Dieu voit
let's
Dieu.
Finish with Joshua 7 again.
Terminons avec Josué 7 encore une fois.
Joshua 7.
Josué 7,
when they came to the valley of Achor,
quand ils sont arrivés dans la vallée d'Achor,
we won't be able to finish.
On ne sera pas capable de finir.
But it's just a thought, friends, to show you that
passée pour vous montrer, amen,
we shouldn't do these things.
Amen.
And friends, if we know that somebody's been in adultery,
si nous constatons qu'il y a quelqu'un dans l'adultère,
and we continue just to fellowship with them,
et nous continuons à
you're just
avec
as guilty
personne,
as them in the eyes of
vous
God.
Êtes coupable avec la même personne aux yeux de Dieu.
You're just as guilty.
Vous êtes coupable.
What God expects.
In
love, you go to them.
Dans
say, brother, you need to make that right.
Vous devez mettre en ordre cela.
And if we all like the Corinthian church, si we're just talking about it, brother so-and-so did this and that.
À propos de cela, le frère a fait tel, a fait tel.
Friends, we'll bring the sick up here and they'll never
nous
be healed.
Amener les malades ici, nous
we'll have all sorts of misfortune taking
nous
place.
Des malheurs qui vont prendre place.
And the cause of it, God's trying to teach
la
us a lesson.
De cela, c'est Dieu essaie de
that don't play with sin.
Ne faut pas jouer avec
don't break the word.
Ne faut pas briser la parole.
Joshua chapter 7.
Josué chapitre 7.
Verse 1. It says, but the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing. Is that not amazing? It wasn't
c'est
the children of Israel.
In our eyes,
it was Achan.
C'était Achan.
But Achan was a member of the body.
Achan était le membre du corps.
And as long as the body kept Achan there in his sin, God said the whole body is leavened.
Et la Bible dit que
the whole body is guilty. That's why the Lord says
c'est pourquoi
the children of Israel
les enfants d'Israël
committed a trespass.
Ont commis une infidélité.
And it says at the end of that verse, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. The children of Israel. God can be angry with me. Because of someone's adultery here. Because of someone's fornication here. Because someone's getting into a relationship with people in the world here. God can be angry with all of us. That's what the prophet says. I'll finish with this quote. From adoption, that's how we played that tape
de l'adoption.
On Wednesday to those that were here.
Mercredi, quand nous étions ici,
the prophet says,
le prophète dit,
do you know
est-ce que vous connaissez
that even your own behavior
que ton propre comportement
can knock somebody else out of getting healed?
Peut empêcher quelqu'un d'être guéri.
Has that not happened?
Friends,
it's not exactly what's been happening
exactement
here.
Ce qui se passe.
It's not so much the people coming for prayer and not getting healed. They're not in their individual sin, I'm sure.
Ce n'est pas des péchés
it's other people's sin is knocking these people out from getting healed.
Qui empêche afin que les autres soient guéris.
He says, your misbehavior
votre mauvais comportement
of unconfessed sins
de péché inconfessé
of you believers
et de vous croyants
can church cause this church to bitterly fail.
Peut causer cette église à tomber.
And on the day of judgment
et au jour du jugement
you will be responsible
vous serez responsable
for every little bit of it.
De chaque péché.
Every little bit of it.
De chaque péché.
The prophet says.
Le prophète dit.
Why did they die?
Pourquoi cela s'est fait?
Innocent men.
L'homme est innocent.
Because one man stepped out of line.
C'est parce qu'un homme est allé hors de ligne.
You see the reason this needs to be taught.
Vous savez la raison, cela devrait
the
être.
The church lining up with the word of God.
L'église qui est en train de s'aligner.
Lining up with God.
Et s'aligner avec la parole.
And lining up with one another.
Et s'aligner avec l'un à l'autre.
That's what you've got to do, friends, amen, to get this thing right.
Amen. C'est ça que nous devons faire.
The prophet says.
Le prophète.
Joshua said there's something wrong.
Et Josué dit qu'il y a quelque
chose. God made the promise.
Dieu fait la promesse.
Something's wrong.
Et quelque chose de mauvais.
When we bring the sick up before
et
us.
Quand nous amenons le péché devant nous.
And they fail to be healed.
Et ils faillissent d'être guéris.
We need to call a solemn fast.
Nous devons appeler un jeûne.
Call an assembly.
Nous devons appeler l'assemblée.
Something's wrong somewhere.
Et quelque part ne va pas quelque
God
part.
Made the promise.
Et Dieu a fait la promesse.
God's got to stick to his promise.
Dieu doit se lier à sa promesse.
And he will do it.
Et il va le faire.
And Joshua called a fast.
Et Josué a appelé.
They cast lots.
Ils ont jeté
des Achan confessed it.
Il a
They killed Achan's family and all.
Ils ont tué la famille,
burnt their ashes.
Ils ont brûlé.
Left it there for a memorial.
Ils ont laissé cela pour un mémorial.
Joshua went right on.
Et Josué était là.
Through the battles.
Dans les batailles.
Taking everything without a scratch.
Et de prendre toutes choses sans effort.
Or a wound. Continue reading. Chapter 8, chapter 9.
Si vous continuez
what
à
happens?
Lire, chapitre 9, chapitre
sun stands still.
Il a dit que le soleil s'arrête.
You see, once they purged the leaven, the Joshua commission kicked in again.
La commission de Josué a continué.
And they possessed the inheritance.
Et ils ont possédé leur héritage.
So friends, just by the way of grace this week.
Et c'est par la voie de grâce cette semaine.
I'm just asking people. Every single person here.
Chaque personne.
Who feels a responsibility to this church?
Qui se sent responsable dans cette église?
To seek the face of
pour chercher la face du Seigneur.
The Bible says,
la Bible dit,
whatsoever is done in secret,
tout ce qui a été fait en secret
shall be proclaimed on the house.
Sera proclamé dans la maison du Seigneur.
It's all of us pray to the Lord.
Et que nous puissions prier tout ce
and
Seigneur.
Say, Jesus,
et dit, Jésus,
reveal.
Et révèle-toi.
Whatever needs to be revealed.
Et tout ce qui doit être révélé.
Bring it out, Lord.
Et fais-les sortir.
If people don't want to make it right,
si les gens ne font pas faire cela,
if it's willful sin and people
si
want to hold on to it,
volontaire, que les gens puissent retenir
then we
cela,
have to purge the church of the
leaven.
But what we had preferred to do
nous préférons
is each individual purge themselves of the leaven.
Se puriger lui-même, amen.
But surely that's what God wants us
amen
to do.
C'est ça que Dieu veut que
go and make right with your wife.
Va le mettre en ordre avec
go and make right with your family.
Mettre en ordre avec
go and make right with the brothers and sisters that you've spoken against.
Avec le frère et le sœur que tu as parlé
that you're refusing to fellowship with.
Let's make the things right.
Faisons les choses en ordre. Why? For me? Not for me. For all of us. Don't you want the blessings of God? Brother Tay is coming to preach to us next weekend. Don't you want the blessing of God to be among us? Don't you want to see a greater measure of what you've experienced in sin? We all do. But friends, it's not going to happen if you don't make these things right. But we pray. And we ask God for his grace. And we ask him that he will go and speak to the souls of people. That he'll deal with the lives of people. And friends, if you know somebody's living in sin, I'm asking you, if you love Christ and his body, don't leave it like that. You go in brotherly love. You pray about it first. And go and speak to that person.
Va lui parler, cette personne.
And if that person doesn't want to make
si
it right, if it's a serious thing,
ordre, si c'est une chose sérieuse,
follow the Bible order.
Il faut suivre l'ordre.
Take somebody else with you.
Il faut prendre quelqu'un d'autre.
Then you bring it to the church.
Et vous allez amener à l'église.
Then we give the person so much time to make it right.
Assez de chance pour mettre en ordre.
And if the person still wants to bring the leaven,
si la personne continue toujours à amener le leaven,
then we have to purge the lamp.
Et on doit périger la lampe.
Because a little leaven
leavens
the whole
thing.
Let's stand.
Levons-nous.
Let's sing a song and then we pray. Friends, we know these things. But sometimes we relax on them. And the Lord has to bring us into the valley of
Achor
to get us to search ourselves again and say, but what is going on? This isn't the way that it's supposed to be. Now we can look at it in two ways. We can get angry. Or we can see it as the tender hand of Jehovah.
Amen.
We can receive it as the correction of a loving Father. Or we can take personal
amen
offense.
Amen.
And my prayer is that every person will take it as
God's
grace to us
amen
to try to lead us to higher ground.
Let's
sing that song, Higher Ground, because I'm sure that's what you desire as well.
I'm praising.
One more song and become also a time of prayer.
Encore une fois, tous nous allons prier.
And friends,
amis,
let's pray.
Prions
for this local body.
Pour cet ensemble.
We want this local body
pour ce corps local
to march on.
Puisse avancer.
Friends, we want to see
nous voulons voir
the greater works.
Le grand,
we can't manufacture them.
On peut pas fabriquer
it's cela. Not up to us to manufacture
pas pour nous de fabriquer.
These signs shall follow them that
believe.
And friends, the Lord has done wonderful things for us over the years.
Des choses merveilleuses tout au long.
He's done wonderful things for us.
Il a fait des choses merveilleuses.
But let's seek His grace at this time.
Chercher sa va-
say,
sa
Jesus,
grâce et Jésus,
we want to purge
piriger,
the leaven.
Le
we want to be a clean lamp once again like
Paul. Hallelujah.
We want to come to the feast next weekend as unleavened bread. To come to the feast of unleavened bread. And friends, each person as individual, let me pray for myself. Let me search myself. Let me not listen, think about somebody else. Let me say, Lord, search me. Try me, Lord. Where I am wrong, Lord, show me. How I can play my part in getting things back to normal again. Jesus, reveal it. And whatever the Lord shows you, He will bless you with the richest blessings of heaven if you will just yield yourself and submit yourself to the leadership of His Spirit. I believe it at this time. Let's sing that song. I've wandered far away from home, but now I'm coming home. The paths of sin, too long I've trod. And then let's enter into a time of prayer. And if anybody wants prayer while we pray as a group, feel free to come forward and let's pray together in Jesus' name.
I've wandered far away from home. Now I'm coming home. The paths of sin too long I've trod. Lord, I'm coming.
start with you, Lord. That you would go forth, that you would cast forth, Heavenly Father, Lord, every demon power, every working of the enemy, Lord Jesus, that you put to flight, Lord, the enemy, Lord, that ask and I pray, and just lead us and guide us, Lord, that Father, we may walk in your ways, Lord, I pray. Friends, let's sing that song. Father of life, seated on the throne of grace. Friends, if it wasn't for the grace of God, like
si
the brother said last night,
grâce de Dieu, comme le frère l'a dit,
where would we be?
Amen. Où devrions-nous
we see être? The people out there on drugs,
nous voyons les gens dans des drogues,
addicted to all manner of things,
addicted
people perishing.
Choses, hein? Les gens
if it wasn't for the grace of God,
si ce n'était pas pour la grâce
that's
Dieu,
where we would be.
Ben
and I believe no matter what sin that you've done,
n'importe quel péché
no matter how far down you've gone,
comment vous êtes
if you just have the right attitude,
si vous avez une attitude correcte,
to the grace of God,
à la parole de Dieu,
the
à
Lord
la grâce
says,
de Dieu,
I will restore, saith the Lord.
Le Seigneur dit que je restaurerai.
I do believe God is a God of restoration.
Je crois que Dieu est le Dieu
and
de
he'll start right now today
Amen.
If you have the right attitude in your heart.
Si vous avez une attitude correcte,
in fact, the work of restoration has already started in your life. And you just keep yielding and following that, and the Lord will raise you up.
Et le Seigneur va te
and restore you.
Et il va
and
te
you'll
restaurer.
Take us on, which is our desire.
Father of God, seated on your throne of grace, it's only by your mercies we are saved. Lord, you have said, if we call upon your name, me and our families will be saved. So we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of grace, Lord Most High.
Oh, yeah.
bow our heads? Just before we ask Brother Francois to close us in a word of prayer, is anybody here today that doesn't know our great Joshua, Jesus Christ? You don't know His grace. You don't know the forgiveness of sin. You don't know His power of deliverance to deliver you from sin and trespasses. And today, in your heart, you're crying out to Him. Why don't you raise your hand and say, Jesus, I want to know you. I want to know you in a real way. I don't just want to know about you, but I desire to know you in the power of your resurrection, that you may forgive me, that you may cleanse me, that you may purge me of the leaven. Jesus, I'm asking for grace. I'm asking for mercy. I just want to know you. I raise my hand to you, Jesus. Take my hand. Wash me clean.
Lave-moi pire.
Lead me from this day forth. I want to serve you.
Je vais te servir.
But Jesus, you have to help me.
Jésus, vous devez
I can't
avoir.
Serve you in my own strength.
Je peux pas te servir
I can't do it
force.
In my own ability.
Je peux pas faire avec
I've
ma
tried many
force.
Times, Lord,
plusieurs fois,
to overcome in myself.
On essaie de se
but vaincre. This time, Jesus,
mais cette fois-ci, Jésus,
there's something in my soul
il y a quelque chose dans mon
that
âme.
Tells me if I respond now,
dit, si je réponds maintenant,
there's a possibility.
Il y a une possibilité.
Something can change. And Jesus, I'm going to take you at your word.
Et je vais te prendre à ta parole.
I'm going to look unto you.
Et je vais regarder vers toi.
I'm praying, Jesus, help me.
Et je te demande, aide-moi.
If there's anybody here today
ici, y a quelqu'un ici
who hasn't been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
au nom du Seigneur Jésus-Christ,
you haven't fulfilled the requirements of the word,
accompli l'exigence
where the Bible says, he who believes
là
and is baptized
dit, c'est lui qui croit et il est baptisé,
shall be saved.
Et sera sauvé.
And it says, repent
et dit, repentez-vous,
and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Au nom du Seigneur.
And you desire that.
Et vous désirez cela.
Why don't you raise your hand?
Pourquoi ne pas lever votre
and then come and see one of the offices
after office.
And say, Jesus, I want to be baptized in your name. I want to enter in under this great commission of the Holy Ghost. This great Joshua commission that has taken a people to the inheritance, to the rapture. Jesus, I respond to you. Friends, don't put it off till next week. Don't put it off till tomorrow. If the Lord is dealing with
si
you
today,
what it is called today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your heart. Whatever other desire you have, if you have a request today, if you're saying, Jesus, please deliver me from a spirit of criticism. I've been down in the valley of Echo for a long time. Jesus, I've blamed other people. But Lord, today, though other people are to blame, but I accept my own personal responsibility that I shouldn't have allowed this condition. I shouldn't have done this to myself. I shouldn't have done this to you. I shouldn't have done this to your body, to my family, to my children, to my brothers and sisters. Jesus, forgive. Please restore. Show me the way, Lord, that I can go from this place, that you may restore. Whatever your desire, raise your hand. We just ask our brother to pray for us as we close.
Dear Lord Jesus Christ,
yes.
This afternoon we come under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ,
yes.
Father.
Yes.
After a mighty message, a powerful message, Father, that brought a word of condemnation to our heart.
Yes.
Because your word says the judgment begin in the house of the Lord, Father.
Amen. Yes,
how thankful we are to receive our judgment here, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And we want to make things right with you, Father.
Jesus, yes.
All of us, we
Jesus.
Have a fall. And we have sinned.
Yes,
fall short of thee, Father.
Amen.
We want to ask you that your mercy this afternoon, Father.
Yes,
should come upon each of us life, Father.
Yes,
where we have wronged thee, where we have wronged one another, Father.
Amen.
We ask you to forgive us, Father.
Yes,
look inside of our heart, Father.
Yes,
what is burning there, Father?
Amen.
Is to walk with thee, Father.
Amen.
To have a closer walk with thee,
yes,
Father.
Lord,
that
Lord.
Is our desire, Father.
Amen.
The flesh let us many times down,
Amen.
Father.
Amen.
But our hope is in Christ,
yes,
the solid rock where we stand.
Hallelujah.
Father. We ask you this afternoon, Father, that you should forgive all our sin,
yes,
and our trespass, Father.
Amen.
That when we leave this place, Father, the burden of sin should be lifted up from us, Father,
Amen.
Because you carry them all at the cross, Father.
Yes,
Father, forgive us, Father God.
Yes,
we know that you were already come in due season. and your word is right, Father. There's no way where we can argue and reason to thy word, Father, because your word was shown plainly from the scripture, Father, that our behavior are wrong, Father. And we confess it before the throne of mercy that we are wrong and you are right, Father. And we are depending on your justice now, Father,
amen,
that your justice shall come upon us, Father.
Amen.
Father, we ask you that you shall bless the vessel that you use this morning, Father, to preach thy word, Father, that he was able to lay himself aside, Father, and to receive the special anointing from thee, Father. Our hearts are full of joy, Father.
Amen.
We don't want to come to a church, Father, where nothing is spoken personally to us, Father.
Amen.
We thank you. There's many things, Father, that you was speaking personally to me, Father.
Amen.
I thank you for that, Father.
Amen.
And I ask you a forgiveness personally, Father.
Amen.
And I ask the same for you congregation, Father.
Yes,
and from you people also,
amen,
that you shall forgive us, Father.
Please,
restore
yes,
us, Father, to amen, the place where you once made us, Father.
Please,
you know, Father, you didn't lead us to the valley, you call us for the mountain, Father.
Amen.
That's why we ask you, Father, that to forgive all our trespasses to us again.
Yes,
that
Lord,
nothing should hinder your presence among us, Father.
Please,
we are needy people, Father. We are depending on thee, Father. There's nobody can leave this place says that I'm holy, Father. No.
Amen.
There's nobody. All of us, we are sinners, Father. And we agree that yes, your word is always right, and
amen,
it's always been right, Father.
Amen.
And we believe that everything that was preached, it was preached from our purpose,
hallelujah,
Father.
Amen.
That you wanted to help us, Father.
Yes,
you
Lord,
want to minister mercy once again to our life, Father.
Yes,
that is sure lie, it's a sign of love to us, Father,
amen,
that you don't want us to die,
amen,
in the condition of sin, Father. Yes, you want to minister it's grace before judgment, Father.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for that, Father. We don't know how to express, Father, you merciful to us, Father.
Yes,
we don't know how to express the joy that we have,
amen,
that we could be able to come in a time like this,
yes,
and hear the word coming from thee, Father, and judging us straight here, Father,
yes,
that we should not be judged,
hallelujah,
with the world, Father.
Yes,
how privileged people we are, Father. Amen. We thank you, Father. We ask you, Father, that you shall restore the strength to the life of the pastor, Father.
Amen.
As he's driving down there, Father.
Amen.
Take his time and bring his family there, Father.
Amen.
Let us, nobody should be an ache, Father,
amen,
among this congregation,
please,
Father,
Lord,
God. That's why we confess our sin, Father.
Yes,
and we want to make everything right. That you should have a preeminence inside of each
amen
of us life, Father.
Yes.
That you should make our hearts your dwelling place, Father.
Amen.
Father, you don't dwell, you never dwell where sin is, Father. That's why we put all sin under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, that you shall dwell among
hallelujah
us, Father. Look the hand that is raised unto
yes,
thee,
God,
not unto man, Father.
Amen.
You know the sincerity of the heart of the people, Father.
Yes.
They want to be right with thee,
amen,
Father.
Amen.
You touch their heart, Father.
Yes,
man can preach, Father.
Amen.
But the great teacher is the Holy Spirit,
hallelujah,
Father.
Yes,
let the Holy Spirit minister amen inside there, the heart,
yes,
where man could not reach,
amen,
you will be able to reach there, Father.
Yes.
And we want also to remember all the requests that
amen
we have among us, Father,
yes,
at thy hand, Father God,
hallelujah,
that you shall make everybody that is sick health,
yes,
in the name of the Lord
yes
Jesus Christ, Father.
Yes,
Father,
yes,
what
yes
will happen, Father? Your word says that at that day you will say unto them, depart from me, you that were committing iniquity, Father.
Amen.
If people that commit iniquity, Father, could pray
amen
and the people could get healed,
yes,
what about us? We confess our sin this morning,
yes,
Father. And we want to see the healing
yes
minister inside of the life man of our hallelujah brother, Brother Johnny, Father.
Yes,
that
Lord
he should come out of the bed of the hospital, Father.
Yes,
that the glory and the honor will be given unto
yes
thee,
Lord.
Father. We are mortal, Father.
Hallelujah.
We admit it, Father.
Yes,
but we know that if you, Holy Spirit, live in us, Father,
amen,
we are immortal, Father.
Yes.
And we believe, Father, that you make the promise to those that will be will
yes
believe
Lord
at thy word, Father,
yes, Lord,
you will
Lord
give them the Holy Spirit freely, Father.
Amen.
And we have a belief in thy word, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, Father, to get to the adoption, Father,
please,
where we'll be able, Father, to glorify thy name
amen
inside of our life, Father.
Yes,
sometimes we don't know how to pray, Father, as the scripture says, but you know how to pray,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
That's why we ask you, Father, that you should make the right prayer for thy people in this
amen
congregation, Father, that our prayer might be acceptable before thee, Father. And let everything aside, Father, all the evil thought, Father,
yes,
all the evil plan, Father. Maybe there's someone is planning to marry in the world, Father.
Amen.
Can't you stop us from doing the things that are wrong, Father. Father, where maybe there is an evil thought, Father, stop those thoughts, Father, and take them all away from us, Father, that you purge us, Father, by thy words, by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the message of the hour, Father, that we will be able to see your gift manifest among thy people, Father, because you've promised them, Father. Amen. Those are the gift of the Spirit, Father. Yes, we want to see them manifest among us, Father. Yes, we ask you once again, as we depart from this place, Father, the scripture says the devil is like a roaring lion,
Amen,
seeking who may devour, Father.
Yes,
we are well equipped by thy word, Father.
Amen.
And we believe as we leave this place, nothing will happen to us contrary to thy word, Father.
Amen.
We believe that we are fully secure under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen,
Father.
Amen.
And we are well equipped, Father, to fight the devil and his army, Father.
Amen.
Father, we thank
Hallelujah.
You for this message, Father.
Amen.
It's a precious message, Father.
Yes,
and especially the message of today, Father,
Amen,
it really knocked us down, Father.
Amen.
It really touched the inside, Father.
Yes,
it really pushed us, Father, to make everything right, yes, with thee, Father. We thank you, Father. We love this kind of the message, Father,
yes,
that can keep us always in the line, Father.
Amen.
We thank you so much, Father. Minister virtue to the vessel that you have used, Father. And the effort that was made, it wasn't in vain, Father.
Amen.
Because something is done right side now inside of our heart, Father.
Amen.
We thank you and we commit everything at thy hand. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Since just to announce about next weekend, so
just
to announce
pour le week-end
today.
Prochain. On a pris un peu du temps.
We have Brother John Tay. Brother John Tay, he's going to be with
Nous
us.
Avons le frère John Tay qui
he
va
gets
être
in on Wednesday. He's preaching for Brother Tom on Wednesday night.
Mercredi, il va prêcher sur le frère Tommy.
Now, there's a chance he may preach for Brother Tommy next Sunday, but it's not confirmed.
On n'a pas
evening.
Encore confirmé, peut-être le mercredi.
So we can't
prochain.
Confirm exactly
our
Sunday program here, just depending
non,
on Brother Tom there.
But
on Friday evening,
vendredi soir,
we're going to do something a little bit different.
Nous allons faire quelque chose
we're going to have a fellowship meeting
nous allons une réunion de
with our brother
avec notre frère.
So we can meet him,
nous allons
ask him to give his testimony,
de nous donner un témoignage,
and just fellowship together with
juste
us. We can ask questions and different things.
Et
so I'll announce the venue for that
je vais annoncer
once
cela.
That's finalized.
Une fois que cela est
on Saturday,
et samedi,
we're going to have, if Brother Tay is not preaching for Brother Tom,
il ne prêche pas chez le frère Tommy,
then we're going to have one service Saturday and two
nous
on Sunday.
Avoir un service ce samedi et deux
if he's preaching
dimanche.
For Brother Tom, we're going to have two on Saturday and one on
si
Sunday.
Prêche
so
le frère
we'll
Tommy,
let you know the final
deux
details.
Deux samedi
and
un
we're
going dimanche.
To give the brother his liberty when he preaches.
Nous allons donner le frère sa liberté
he preaches real good things.
Il prêche de bonnes choses.
You know, so I'm sure you'll really appreciate
et
his
vous
ministry.
Allez apprécier
so
aussi son ministry.
We're not expecting him just to take 45 minutes. You know how it is. So if we have just one service on Saturday,
he
takes as much time as the Lord leads him. And may the Lord bless those meetings.
Meeting.
So please be in prayer.
Soyez dans la prière.
That the Lord may help us.
Et que le Seigneur puisse nous aider.
And may God bless you.
Et que le Seigneur vous bénisse.
Praise away to His Zion. Praise away to His Zion.
Brother Vlad.
To you, our man.